KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing, across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Ashton Aged Maduro. Blended by world-renowned cigar maker Carlito Fuente, a masterpiece is born. Vibrant filler and binder from the DR are artfully crafted with a luxurious Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, gifting us with subtle notes of cocoa, almond, molasses, and black pepper. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, K. California.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adult lights, and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Say you had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better hop right on this hot project.
Let's take another 50.
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off. Nothing. The plaster doesn't loosen up. Just damp. We put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and redone the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
All right. Well, first, let me ask you about your chimney. I see that you've got an old house. It's like 108 years old. I presume that you've got a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house, or is the chimney on like an end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle.
All right. Well, the middle. Okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anybody looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it, and we've redone the whole thing up there.
Well, when it comes up through the attic, does it get damp up there as well? Or it's not noticeable? Do you have a cap on the chimney? Is the liner just basically opened up to the atmosphere?
It's got a cap. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's got a cap. Okay, so with the cap on it, that's very helpful. Now, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that.
All right, well, you've never sealed it, so this could be a clue here. Now, the reason you would seal the brick is to slow down the absorption of the water. It doesn't stop it completely, but instead of that brick being so porous and so hydroscopic, I mean, the brick, the mortar, all of it, it just absorbs that water and kind of keeps going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It's going to soak up that water until there's no room left, and that's basically what the brick does during heavy, heavy rainfall. And it sounds to me that that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward. It also sounds like it's not been a problem for you since it's been going on for a very long time. But the next thing that I would do is definitely think about applying that masonry sealer. And when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says vapor permeable. So what that means is if the moisture gets in, it can vent out. So it basically will dry itself out. And the sealer is not going to hold that moisture inside of the chimney. You want it to evaporate.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the Money Pit. Coming up, between kitchen towels, guest linens, and all those cozy sweaters, your laundry room is about to be super busy. We're going to share some smart maintenance tips for the washer and dryer. Plus, if you're in the market for a new one, what you should be looking out for. We've got all the tips to get your laundry room ready for the holidays, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, even though we are Squeaky Door Media, there's nothing like a squeaky door to drive you absolutely bonkers.
No doubt.
Especially when the whole house is trying to be peaceful for the holidays. Good news here, though. Silencing those hinges is a quick and easy fix. You just want to grab some lubricant like a WD-40. That seems to be a good go-to. But if you don't have that on hand, you can use petroleum jelly, cooking spray, even bar soap.
I hate to interrupt you there, Leslie, but technically WD-40 is not a lubricant. It is a water dispersant, but continue.
Well, as I adjust my eyeglasses, technically it's called water displacement formula 40.
Correct.
But, you know, everybody just goes to it as a lubricant, so.
Because it works.
Yeah. So that's what it is, whatever you want it to call it. But here's what you do. Just open and close that door a few times, and that will help you pinpoint that noisy spot. And then with a rag underneath to sort of catch the drips, apply a small amount of your lubricant or your water displacement formula number 40.
Touche.
To the top of the hinge pin and open and close the door several times because you want to work it in. And you're going to hear that difference right away. If it's still squeaking, remove the hinge pin, apply a light coating along the length, and reinsert it. It's the kind of fix that takes 5 minutes, but boy, does it buy you a whole heck of a lot of peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll come back, but for now, nice and quiet. Time for some more callers to Jim's Technical Hour. Who's up next? I wish you could see. I'm like pushing my glasses up. Now there's fingerprints all over my glasses. Thanks.
You forgot, Leslie. I see everything.
Why is that camera always on? Closing my computer now.
I took the term control room way too far, Leslie.
All right. Who's on the phone?
Heading out to Kansas now, we've got Brenda on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house, Brenda?
Hi. Well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908, and the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like haydite blocks that were, like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So I'm trying to figure out how to, repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
All right, so this really isn't something that you can figure out. You don't have the experience, and quite frankly, nor do 90% of the contractors that you'd be calling to ask this question. If you've got walls that are in bad shape, you really need to go to a structural engineer, and that's really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, that structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe for what's going on at your house, okay? Or they're going to make a report and they're going to have details, you know, words, drawings, what this repair has got to look like. And once you have that specification, that true fix to what's going on at your own home, then you can go and talk to the contractors who will execute that plan that that structural engineer has sort of created for you. But most importantly, when you are dealing with a structural issue like this, you also need that structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yep, that was done correctly. We have no more cause for concern, because at some point you're going to want to sell your house. And that engineering report and the inspections that follow that repair are going to sort of give you a pedigree of everything that's going on with the home. You know, we've seen these repairs done badly before, and we've seen them done really well. And it's usually because people try to skip that step of working with that structural engineer. It really is important that you have that design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple of inches, like the way you describe it, because it truly is beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, you are so welcome. Good luck with that project. It's going to be a big one. Thanks so much again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, with the holiday season in full swing, your laundry room is probably working just as hard as the kitchen. And I also want to say, just as hard as you guys, like, somebody's got to operate the laundry room and the kitchen. So I hear you. We're all working hard. So you're washing guest linens. You're refreshing the tablecloth, tackling that growing mountain of kitchen towels. So let's talk laundry room maintenance and how to get the most out of your washer and dryer. First up, if that washer or dryer is more than 10 years old, you might be missing out on some major energy savings. Today's Energy Star certified models use about 25% less energy and 33% less water than those older washers. Front loaders are gentler on clothing and often get better results with less detergent, but top loaders with impellers, not agitators, are also much more efficient than they used to be. Now, whether your machine is new new or old, maintenance is key. For washers, one of the biggest problems is mold and odor buildup, especially in those front load models. So to prevent this, keep the door open after each load and run a monthly cleaning cycle with either white vinegar or a washing machine cleaner tablet. Also, you want to check that rubber gasket. That's where all that moisture gets trapped. Wipe it down regularly and remove any debris like pet hair or fabric lint. And speaking of lint, your dryer needs love too. So clean that lint trap after every load. And about once a year, you want to clean out the dryer vent duct to prevent fire hazards and boost the efficiency. Now, if the drying is taking longer than it used to, that is a sign that that duct could be clogged. If you are shopping for a new dryer, you want to look for one with a moisture sensor. It's just going to automatically stop when clothes are dry instead of running on a set timer, because that's going to save you energy, but it will also prevent over drying, and that causes wear and tear on your clothing. And lastly, a quick laundry pro tip here. If you are short on time this season, separate loads by fabric weight, not just color. Towels and sheets should go together, while lightweight fabrics dry faster in their own cycle. You will cut the drying time and save energy in the process. Plus, how many times do you find that sweater or shirt or pajamas inside a fitted sheet and it's soaking wet in the corner? Pain in the butt. That definitely helps that whole process. So whether you're upgrading or just maintaining your current machines, a little laundry room TLC now is going to go a long way towards making the holidays a whole lot smoother. All right, good stuff. Jim, let's lend a hand. Who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we've got John in Maryland on the line who's dealing with a smoke smell in his home. What's going on, John?
My tenant has been in the house for a number of years now. I did ask her, please smoke outside.
Yeah, but she didn't listen.
Thank you. I didn't say that, but I should have. When you light a cigarette and smoke a cigarette, the smoke, it's like having a small campfire.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because getting rid of a cigarette smoke smell is pretty much the same process that you would do if there was a fire in the house. So, John, that smoke smell, even the discoloration that's kind of from cigarettes, I remember my grandparents were both such heavy smokers, and when you would take a picture off the wall, it was like the original paint color behind, but everything else was like yellow and tarry and gross. So there's a couple of things that you have to do for the walls. You kind of have to wash them first before you can go ahead and paint them. And you can wash them with something called TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. You find it in the paint aisle. It's in a powder form. You mix it according to the manufacturer's directions, and then you wash the walls with it. And that's going to give you a good prep base there. You still have to prime, and if it's really stinky, you should use an oil-based primer, because that locks in the odor, that locks in the discoloration. And once that's dry, you go ahead and put that latex top coat on it. But you also have to think about your flooring. I mean, just smoke smell gets into everything. So anything that's a soft good, that's a hard good, it's just going to stink. So if you have flooring, especially if you have carpeting, let's talk about that. Wall-to-wall carpeting, you need to pull that up. If there's padding, you have to get rid of that too, because the smoke has just permeated everything. And steam cleaning alone is just not going to cut it. And then you can replace that carpet, or you can refinish the wood floors if there's something nice under there. Draperies, you've got to take them down and have them cleaned professionally. Any upholstery should have that steam cleaned. Truly, anything that needs to be cleaned, just do so. And if it is something, you know, try leaving it outside. Like, maybe put a chair outside, but you could leave it outside for the rest of its life, and it might not air out fully. So you just got to get ahead of this, and you've got to get rid of those odors. All right, John, good luck with that. I hope it helps you out. I know how gross it can be. Thanks so much for spending your very busy weekend with us, because the holidays are in full swing and keeping your home clean and safe is more important than ever. So we have a great guest joining us after the break. Bruce Yacko, the CEO of Jaws International, is here to talk about how Jaws Just Add Water System for Cleaning is changing the way we all clean our homes. We're going to highlight those products and chat with Bruce after this. So stick around.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Introducing Jackpot Blitz, the industry's most advanced digital poker table designed for players who crave the energy of live play. Seamlessly jump into live multi-table tournaments and make your moves with just a tap. No dealers, no delays, just pure poker. Hands are dealt instantly and side pots handled automatically. And the pace? Whoa, blazing fast. This isn't just the future of poker, it's happening now. Play smarter, play faster, play Jackpot Blitz. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
802-341-4525. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Bunny Pit. This is Leslie Segretti. Well, with the holidays right around the corner, it's the time of year when our homes start working overtime, from hosting friends and family to cooking up festive meals and, of course, cleaning up all of that mess that comes with it. Joining us today is Bruce Yacko, the CEO of Jaws International Limited, the company behind the Jaws Just Add Water System, a smart, streak-free, and sustainable way to keep your home sparkling clean. Now, Jaws products bring professional-grade power right into your kitchen, bath, and beyond, all while helping reduce plastic waste with their reusable bottles and refill pods. Bruce is here to tell us how the Jaws system works, why it's perfect for tackling those holiday messes, and which products to keep on hand to make cleaning easier, faster, and safer just in time for the holiday rush. Welcome, Bruce.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on with you, and I couldn't have said it all better.
Thanks, Bruce. I do feel like this is the time of year where we're just ramping up. You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and then it's the big holiday madness, and there is always something to clean. So let's start with the big picture. What is Jaws? How does Just Add Water System work? And why is it such a game changer in this world of cleaning products?
Well, we started a few years ago with pods that we would use to clean our laundry. And we got away from those big bottles of stuff that we had to store and carry and handle, and, you know, big containers of powdered soap. And what it did was it gave you exact dilution every time to make sure your laundry was clean exactly the same way every time. And then we went into dishwashers, and we used pods for dishwashers, and we throw a pod in, and it gives our dishes an opportunity to get clean and streak-free and all that kind of stuff with exact dilution rather than pouring something into your dishwasher and having different results each time. And so what we did was we created a pod that would be used for cleaning systems. And so it's a modern-day cleaning system for the modern-day home. And these pods are child-resistant, which you don't have in the others, but they're child-resistant pods filled with highly concentrated, Safer Choice certified, non-streaking, non-fuming cleaners that are really designed for that newer surface in your home that you spent a lot of money on and want to make sure it's safe. And then also the cleaners have been designed to offer a very clean experience.
Well, and I love that. I feel like, you know, sometimes it's just so confusing. There are so many products. You don't know which one to grab. The area under the sink is just inundated with things that might not be the best for young families. So to have a cleaner with a pod system like Jaws system is fantastic because it's going to be my go-to. It's going to minimize the amount of things that I have, and I know it's going to do a good job. And it's a great way to cut down on waste. Are you finding that people are being more eco-friendly with what they're using, what they're bringing into the house, how they're disposing of stuff?
Well, you know, years ago, you thought you had to have something that fumed to make it work, and you had to have something that was just so, so difficult to work with. It's just not the case anymore. You know, the chemistries have gotten better. Our products are. We've done a lot of work to make sure that they are safer. You know, that cartridge, I should explain, it's a size of about a roll of nickels. And rather than throwing it in your dishwasher, you fill up your bottle, which is a reusable bottle. It's an elegant, heavy-duty bottle designed for long-term use, a commercial-grade sprayer that's designed to go through 50,000 pulls, so it really has a long life to it. But simply that cartridge, which is, as I say, is about the size of a roll of nickels, you fill up that bottle, you insert the cartridge. When you tighten down on the sprayer, it releases that super concentrate into the water and just made your first bottle of Jaws. And the beauty of it is that that bottle will last you 1,000 years if you just take care of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so it really could be the last bottle you ever buy, and you paid for it. Why not continue to use it? And Jaws, the cartridge, allows you to do that.
I mean, that's really fantastic. It seems sort of very simple to use, but it really does bring a huge impact when it comes to the cleaning around the home. And we don't have to wipe the surfaces down again after. Tell me a little bit about the cleaning process.
Yeah, so it's a really wonderful cleaning process. Again, the products don't fume, so you can work above them. They actually smell good. They're not overly scented, so you're not running from that. And secondly, that they're really designed to efficiently remove soils. And so each one of the pods, depending on the product and the application, has different chemistries in it to do the job the way it needs to get done. But at the end of the day, they're all Safer Choice certified, which means that the EPA has looked at these as a third-party instrument and made sure that not only the ingredients that we list on the panel, but also the sub-ingredients that go into making those ingredients are all looked at, making sure they scientifically meet their requirements in terms of safer chemistry. And there's a performance value. So, you know, water is safe, but it doesn't clean very well. So what they do at the end of that whole test method is they look at a performance value. And if they don't perform to a very high degree and consistent with other products out in the marketplace, you don't get to use their emblem. You don't get to use their Safer Choice certification.
I mean, it's really smart. You really are thinking of everything. And if you take a minute to go to the JawsCleans.com site, there's something for hardwood floors. There's something for granite cleaner. And granite cleaner and polish is such a tricky product to get because you want to make sure you're protecting this investment, but you want to do a good job cleaning it. And I know that Jaws does that. You guys are really looking out for all of these surfaces.
Oh, thank you.
And the scents are wonderful. Cucumber basil for the granite, lavender and citrus and cinnamon. You know, it's like you're getting a beautiful surface, but it also smells fantastic.
Well, you know, we find that people like cleaning it, and we've sold over 200 million cartridges to date, and a lot of those are cleaning professionals, and they're cleaning a lot of surfaces. You know, to have a glass cleaner that you can use on TV screens, computer screens, iPads, iPhones, and, you know, won't attack the adhesive on your UV-coated glass in the southern regions and on your automobiles. It's really important.
Out of all of the products with the holidays coming up, what's going to be the one I'm going to grab the most that I should keep on hand with all my guests?
Well, your kitchen degreaser, you're going to do a lot of cooking. You're going to have a lot of people in and around the kitchen. And again, that kitchen degreaser, I don't care whether you have stainless steel, marble, granite, it doesn't really matter. It works great on all those pots and pans that you're using to spray it first before you clean them. It really does a great job at removing a lot of the films and the soils. But that kitchen degreaser is a phenomenal product. It doesn't leave any streaks behind, even on black surfaces and stainless steel, which is a real problem typically. There's so many products you could use on those surfaces, and you don't really know. And a year later, all of a sudden, those surfaces are dull.
Yeah.
Well, you're using the wrong product on it, and it's attacking the stone. And so then to come back in and use, as you say, a granite stone cleaner that will take your stone at least, you know, sometimes as high as 25% brighter than after you clean than before you cleaned it, is really awesome.
All right. Bruce Yacko, CEO of the Jaws System. Where can everybody go to find it, get more information, order in time for the holidays?
Yeah, great. JawsCleans.com. You're not going to buy a million different bottles of cleaner to take in, but you can bring in five or six different small cartridges and put them in your pocket if you want.
Or your Christmas stocking, Bruce. I fully expect Santa to bring me some.
Well, great. Fantastic. Well, we have all different ways you can buy it. You can buy individual bottles. You can buy kits. We have, you know, during the holidays, a lot of people will design their own kits. We have a maid's basket, so you can put four different cleaners inside the maid's basket and eight cartridges, which will take care of a lot of cleaning for your guests and family and friends. Use it for yourself. A lot of cleaning professionals will use those kits to go in and out of homes and businesses to clean. But the beauty of it is just they're safer products to work with. They work wonderfully. Go to our website and see how many wonderful comments we get from thousands and thousands of customers who have bought over the years. So we appreciate this conversation, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for stopping by the Money Pit. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Hey, you do the same.
Hey, Leslie.
What's up?
You know how much I love to interrupt you.
I love it.
Yeah. Bruce worked out a special for us on Jaws. Read the text I just sent you.
All right. Special for you, our Money Pit listeners. We've got 20% off of your Jaws order when you use code MONEYPIT. All right. I love that. You guys are going to be so thankful, and your cabinet space will be happy as well, because this is a really effective product, and it certainly is helpful with all of your storage. So check them on out at Jaws.com. All right, coming up next,
Are the holidays already feeling like it's a big hit to your wallet? We're going to share simple, budget-friendly tips to help you save on energy, food, gifts, and yes, even the decorations. You can enjoy the season without the stress. We've got your holiday budget rescue plan next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Are you tired of waking up to fogged up windows on those chilly mornings? That condensation can lead to mold, warped sills, and even peeling paint if you leave it unchecked. But here's a DIY trick to keep the glass crystal clear. You can start by wiping down those windows with a solution of equal parts white vinegar and water. This will cut through buildup that makes condensation worse. Then here's the trick. Apply a small amount of shaving cream. Yep. Shaving cream to the glass. You rub it in with a microfiber cloth until the surface looks clear again. That layer leaves behind an invisible film that actually helps repel moisture, just like it does on your bathroom mirror. Bonus points for improving visibility on your glass doors too. It's a weird little hack for sure, but it works wonders, especially when those outdoor temps start to drop. Well, the holidays are magical, but let's face it, they can also be a serious budget buster. Between gifts, meals, travel, and those higher utility bills, it's easy to feel like your wallet is working overtime. But a few smart moves now can help rescue your holiday budget without cutting the joy. Now, let's start with the energy savings. That's one of the biggest hidden expenses of the holiday season. With more people home, the oven is running nonstop, and the lights are on longer, your utility bills are going to climb. So check your thermostat. Even lowering it by just 1 or 2 degrees can save up to 3% on your heating costs. And if you haven't already, switch to LED holiday lights. They use up to 80% less energy than traditional ones, and they are safer too. Now, use what you already have, and not just for the decorations. Take a quick inventory of your pantry and freezer before you grocery shop for those holiday meals. You could be surprised at how much you already have on hand. And when it comes to hosting, potluck dinners are back in style. Don't feel like you have to carry the entire meal. A lot of guests do love to contribute, so give them the chance. Now, let's talk about gifts. If you're feeling stretched, it's totally okay to set expectations early with your friends and your family. Suggest a spending cap or a gift swap. Secret Santa or white elephant gifts could be way more fun and less expensive. Handmade gifts, baked goods, even framed photos are thoughtful and budget friendly. And finally, if you're shopping online, use tools like Coupon Browser, things like that, those cashback sites. They take seconds, but they can save real money. Also, be mindful of delivery fees and plan ahead. Last-minute rush shipping can add up fast. Remember, the best holiday memories come from spending time together, not spending money. A little strategy and intention can help you enjoy the season without the post-holiday credit card regret. You need some more holiday ideas? Give us a call.
Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, do you love your fireplace but hate the dirty screen? Well, Leslie's got a quick, satisfying way to get that screen sparkling so your fire can glow and your room can shine. Stick around. The cleanup is actually easier than you think.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You likely remember the Segway as the two-wheeled people mover, but the company Segway has introduced a new product, the Navimo, a robotic lawnmower to cut and maintain your lawn so you don't have to. Wayne Kreifels from Segway speaks to its benefits.
We're typically mowing only once a week traditionally. With robotic mowing, you're out there mowing 3, 4, 5 times a week, just depending on where you're at and how much rain we're getting. But it cuts a little bit off at a time, so it's way more healthy for your your lawn. You're watering less, you're fertilizing less, you're also less susceptible to any diseases.
And guidance?
No wires. It is all GPS and vision guided. Very intuitive robot, highly intelligent with AI on it. And the app is probably one of the most user-friendly apps I think you could ever dive into.
Check out the Segway Navamo Series Robot Lawnmowers at navamo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now for an email before the holidays kick into overdrive. Jim, who do we have?
We have Jack. He reached out to the Money Pit and he said, I heard your comments a few weeks back regarding a problem I've been having with the copper pipes, developing holes in them in my apartment buildings. Thanks for suggesting to lower the pH level of the water. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a simple solution to a long-term problem. Can you explain what makes this happen?
Yeah, you know, this happens with copper pipes, really, because you would think that they don't deteriorate like that, Jack, but they do. I mean, you think steel maybe, but the issue is that it's the water. The water could be acidic, it could be the city water, it could be well water. Whatever it is, if you have a high acidity in that water, it will tend to form holes in the pipes. They're pinholes, true. But it's usually not just one. It's usually multiple, and they can do a lot of damage. So one approach there really is to treat that water, lower that pH level. If you can, you're going to lower the acidity, and that's what's going to make it less likely for these holes to form. It really is a big deal. I can remember, Jim, I had so much water just from one copper pipeline in my basement, and I could not figure out where it was coming from. But then once we discovered all of these pinholes and just swapped out that section of pipe, what a difference it made. Of course, treating the water, speaking with the village, figuring out what was going on there to sort of manage this for the future is tremendous. But since you're at a point where you have to replace the piping because there is leaking, that is the problem. So don't go with copper in the future. You can go with PEX, something like that, that will stand up to whatever that acidity level is in the water. But with copper, make sure you are monitoring that pH just to avoid this. All right, Jack?
Oh, it's pH? I thought it was a F level.
Yeah, this is my F level. All right, thanks, Jack.
Is there anything better than a roaring fire in the fireplace? But that's only if you can see the fire through your fireplace screen. Well, Leslie has a simple solution in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, there's nothing better than cozying up to a crackling fire this time of year. It's one of my favorite ways to wind down after a long day. But if your fireplace screen is dull, dusty, or worse, covered in soot, it can really take away from that magic. That's why I always make the time to give my screen a little TLC once or twice during the season. It really doesn't take much. You just mix up a simple cleaning solution of about 1/8 cup of liquid dish detergent per quart of warm water, and that's going to cut through all of that caked on grime like a charm. You can use a soft bristle brush to gently scrub. Don't go too hard or you're going to risk scratching the finish. Then wipe everything down with a clean, lint-free cloth to prevent rust from forming. If your screen has any brass accents, now is the time to shine them up with a little brass polish. You give it a good buff, and it's going to gleam almost as bright as the fire behind it. It's a small task, but it makes a big difference. A clean screen is going to let that glow of your fire shine through beautifully, and just like that, your whole room feels warmer, more inviting, and ready for that perfect night in. So go ahead, pour the cider, grab a cozy throw, and enjoy that fireplace like it was meant to be enjoyed. Well, we covered a lot this hour, and next week we are in full holiday mode. So much to tackle and so much to enjoy. We're going to jump right in with the tree, fresh pine or faux perfection. Whether you're a fan of that classic holiday tree smell or looking for something low maintenance and reusable, we're going to help you pick the perfect tree for your space, your style, and your schedule, whether it's real or artificial. Coming up next week on The Money Pit. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Much love and blessings to you and your family. Remember, you can do it yourself. but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iccars.com comes in. iccars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check, so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's I-S-E-E-C-A-R.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. A snowblower in New York indicates the snowfall, the rain, the cold weather awaiting travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. The winter storm warnings posted across the northern part of the country and more snow falling over the Great Lakes region. There are some new developments in the Trump administration's push for redistricting.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Aden says President Trump is going to bat for American farmers.
For every country that President Trump goes to with the rest of his trade team, the first thing they get told is this. If you want to have a trade deal with the United States, you have to open your market to America's farmers. If you don't, there's no use in our talking.
Aden was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Airlines around the world canceling and delaying flights heading into the weekend to fix software on a widely used commercial plane after an analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in the altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says an analysis of the JetBlue incident revealed intense solar radiation may corrupt data critical to the functioning of flight controls on the A320 family of aircraft. In Japan, all Nippon Airways canceled 65 of their domestic flights. American Airlines expects some delays, but is focused on limiting cancellations while placing overriding priority on safety. More at townhall.com.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know what? But the longer you take ThinkFactor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, ThinkFactor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order ThinkFactor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. ThinkFactor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a super rare Superman comic book fetching a price that's out of this world.
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. I'm Jennifer King.
Officials say the death toll from Hong Kong's high-rise blaze has climbed to 128, with about 200 still missing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Despite being wary about the economy, shoppers were still out in force on Black Friday.
With consumer confidence down this year, some malls, such as one near New Orleans, is popping the bubbly to lure in shoppers. Grandma and granddaughter duo Sandra and Lacey say
the economy is bad, but you still gotta celebrate.
Dee Dee in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, says it's the deals that attract her to the mall.
I usually don't go shopping whenever there's not sales going on.
Back in New Orleans, that grandma and granddaughter duo have some advice.
Take your grandma to the mall and make memories with her, because it's the best thing to do.
It's all about memories.
Go and get out there.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
French police have arrested a man believed to be the fourth member of the team that stole France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum. The Paris prosecutor announcing Friday the entire gang is now thought to be in custody. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, selling your favorite guns since 1962. This November, we honor all veterans for your service and sacrifices as we approach the holidays. Jones's Fort would like to express our gratitude and acknowledge their willingness to make the ultimate sacrifice and recognize their commitment to freedom, patriotism, family, and hard work. Jones's Fort could not have prospered these last 64 years without the brave men and women of the United States Armed Forces. Jones's Fort salutes you.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Reading Kia is celebrating this season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales event, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at readingkia.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shaped economy have in common. Find out on this week's edition of Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Money Pit is presented by JAWS, Just Add Water System. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit.
I'm Leslie Scretti, and with me is Jim Kenzie, who is busy making his Thanksgiving reservation. I'm sure you made this ages ago, correct?
Actually, my sisters are very proactive when it comes to that stuff. They just tell me when, where, and how much.
You are so lucky.
I am. I'm blessed. I got a great family. I'm a very blessed man.
Next year, Segretti invitation I'm expecting it. I want to come to Ohio.
Okay.
And I want to do that. Henry will be in college in Michigan. Could you imagine?
Yeah, I just checked it too. The rates, if you come in on Spirit, it'll be $11 if you buy the ticket today.
But I can't sit in a chair or bring a bag.
Right.
Right.
Shift that ahead of time.
Yeah, okay.
How convenient.
Right. But $11, I'm all on board for this holiday travel. I'll stand. But how long could the flight be? 2 hours. That seems great. Well, whatever you guys are working on to get ready for the big holiday, we are here to lend a hand. So let's get right to it because we've got a busy show. You know, between kitchen towels, guest linens, and all those cozy sweaters, your laundry room is about to see some serious action. So we're going to share some smart tips to maintain that washer and dryer, plus what to look for if you're shopping for new machines this season. From mold prevention to energy-saving upgrades, we have got your laundry room ready for the holidays. And with the holiday season in full swing, keeping your home clean and safe is more important than ever. We're going to be joined by Bruce Yacko, the CEO of JAWS International, and he's here to share how the JAWS Just Add Water system is going to change the way we clean with refillable, streak-free solutions that are tough on grime, but easy on the planet. Plus, Bruce is going to highlight the best JAWS products to tackle with those inevitable holiday messes that do pop up. And are the holidays already feeling like they are just hitting your wallet? We're going to share some simple budget-friendly tips to help you save on energy, food, gifts, and even those decorations so that you can enjoy the season without the added stress. It's your holiday budget rescue plan coming up. So let's dive right on in. Jim, who's up first?
You know, Leslie, bathroom remodel projects, they're always pretty cool when they're done. We've got Jackie in my home state of Michigan working on one as we speak. Fill us in a little bit here, Jackie.
I have done some plumbing, and I am going to be taking out an old tub and putting in a tile shower in place of it. So the diverter and the shower head are fine. I'm going to be removing the tub faucet because I'll no longer have a tub. Can I just cap off that pipe coming to the tub faucet, or do I have to put a whole new diverter in?
No, you actually have to put a shower valve in because you're going to disconnect that whole spout. And the way you get water currently is the water runs through the tub spout and then you pull up that diverter and then it starts coming out the shower. So you need to put in a shower valve in order to get that water to come up to the shower head. I would also suggest that doing this at this point, you need to put a pressure balance valve in. And this is just simply to make sure that if somebody is running water somewhere else in the house, you're not either going to get scalded or chilly. It makes sure that the temperature mix is always constant. So this is a great opportunity to do that. Now, let me ask you this question. The wall right behind the bathroom, is that accessible right now? I mean, have you had to open it up in the past to work on the plumbing?
No, they left a little access panel. The tub that's in there now is actually like a jetted tub. So they left an access panel to get to maybe the motor. And I figured I could, when I was tearing out some of the tile and pulling out the spout, I could just remove the spout. I thought maybe I could just cap it off. But then I thought, no, because you, just like you said, you pull up on the spout. I need a whole new diverter.
Yep, that's right. You know, it's always a bigger project, and plumbing is one of those things that if you don't do it every single day, it can be confusing and it can be more time-consuming than it has to be. So you might want to plan this when you're doing the demolition and then you're doing the tiling work, but you have the plumber come in at the right time and sort of reroute those pipes properly, install that diverter valve and the pressure balance valve. This way you can be sure that the sort of the guts of this project are getting done properly, and then you can go in and sort of close everything up and finish it up and make it nice. All right, Jackie, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And in some new construction areas, it is code to have that pressure balance valve. Leslie, are you aware of that?
No, I mean, I would think it should just be in there anyway.
It's a safety thing, yeah?
Safety or not, it's smart.
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out over to Illinois right now and talk to Richard. He's got a problem with his chimney, and Richard, you say you had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better hop right on this hot project.
Let's take another 50.
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off, nothing. The plaster doesn't loosen up, just damp. We've put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and we've done the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
All right. Well, first, let me ask you about your chimney. I see that you've got an old house. It's like 108 years old. I presume that you've got a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house, or is the chimney on like an end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle.
All right. Well, the middle. Okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anybody looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it, and we've redone the whole thing up there.
Well, when it comes up through the attic, does it get damp up there as well? Or it's not noticeable? Do you have a cap on the chimney? Is the liner just basically opened up to the atmosphere?
It's got a cap. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, it's got a cap. Okay. So with the cap on it, that's very helpful. Now, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that.
All right, well, you've never sealed it, so this could be a clue here. Now, the reason you would seal the brick is to slow down the absorption of the water. It doesn't stop it completely, but instead of that brick being so porous and so hydroscopic, I mean, the brick, the mortar, all of it, it just absorbs that water and kind of keeps going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It's going to soak up that water until there's no room left, and that's basically what the brick does during heavy, heavy rainfall. And it sounds to me that that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward. It also sounds like it's not been a problem for you since it's been going on for a very long time. But the next thing that I would do is definitely think about applying that masonry sealer. And when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says vapor permeable. So what that means is if the moisture gets in, it can vent out. So it basically will dry itself out. And the sealer is not going to hold that moisture inside of the chimney. You want it to evaporate.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling the Money Pit. Coming up, between kitchen towels, guest linens, and all those cozy sweaters, your laundry room is about to be super busy. We're going to share some smart maintenance tips for the washer and dryer. Plus, if you're in the market for a new one, what you should be looking out for. We've got all the tips to get your laundry room ready for the holidays, so stick around. Hi, it's Leslie from the Money Pit. You know I'm all about smart solutions for your home, and I found one for cleaning that's a real game changer. JAWS, the Just Add Water System. Now, these cleaners really perform. The glass cleaner, streak-free. The multi-purpose, it cuts through those messes. JAWS formulas are EPA Safer Choice certified, so they're safer for your family and the environment. Just fill the JAWS bottle with water, drop in a pod, and you are ready to clean glass, countertops, bathrooms, even floors. JAWS, better at cleaning, better for the environment, better for you. And right now, Money Pit listeners can save 20%. Just use promo code MONEYPIT at JAWSCleans.com and save 20%. That's JAWSCleans.com.
Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluidmaster has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Listen up. Deich Coatings is offering a Black Friday sale you don't want to miss. 25% off everything on their website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, even though we are Squeaky Door Media, there's nothing like a squeaky door to drive you absolutely bonkers.
No doubt.
Especially when the whole house is trying to be peaceful for the holidays. Good news here, though. Silencing those hinges is a quick and easy fix. You just want to grab some lubricant like a WD-40. That seems to be a good go-to. But if you don't have that on hand, you can use petroleum jelly, cooking spray, even bar soap.
I hate to interrupt you there, Leslie, but technically WD-40 is not a lubricant. It is a water dispersant. But continue.
Well, as I adjust my eyeglasses, technically it's called water displacement formula 40.
Correct.
But, you know, everybody just goes to it as a lubricant. So,
because it works.
Yeah, so that's what it is, whatever you want it to call it. But here's what you do. Just open and close that door a few times, and that will help you pinpoint that noisy spot. And then with a rag underneath to sort of catch the drips, apply a small amount of your lubricant or your water displacement formula number 40.
Touché.
To the top of the hinge pin and open and close the door several times because you want to work it in. And you're going to hear that difference right away. If it's still squeaking, remove the hinge pin, apply a light coating along the length, and reinsert it. It's the kind of fix that takes 5 minutes, but boy, does it buy you a whole heck of a lot of peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll come back, but for now, nice and quiet. Time for some more callers to Jim's Technical Hour. Who's up next? I wish you could see. I'm like pushing my glasses up. Now there's fingerprints all over my glasses. Thanks.
You forgot, Leslie. I see everything.
Why is that camera always on? Closing my computer now!
I took the term control room way too far, Leslie.
All right. Who's on the phone?
Heading out to Kansas now, we've got Brenda on the line with the Money Pit. What's going on at your house, Brenda?
Hi. Well, it's going to fall in.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, we have the house was built in about 1908, and the basement walls were poured concrete, and they're starting to crumble. I mean, significantly, like, you know, 2 to 4 inches in some spots. The problem is we can't lift the house because it's made of like Haydite blocks that were like with decorative front on them. So the whole thing's block and we can't, I mean, it's just way too heavy to lift. So I'm trying to figure out how to repair the walls or replace them or add structural something to them. I don't know.
All right, so this really isn't something that you can figure out. You don't have the experience, and quite frankly, nor do 90% of the contractors that you'd be calling to ask this question. If you've got walls that are in bad shape, you really need to go to a structural engineer, and that's really critical for a bunch of reasons. First of all, that structural engineer is going to know exactly what kind of repair to prescribe for what's going on at your house, okay? Or they're going to make a report and they're going to have details, you know, words, drawings, what this repair has got to look like. And once you have that specification, that true fix to what's going on at your own home, then you can go and talk to the contractors who will execute that plan that that structural engineer has sort of created for you. But most importantly, when you are dealing with a structural issue like this, you also need that structural engineer to come back after the repair is done and say, yep, that was done correctly. We have no more cause for concern, because at some point you're going to want to sell your house. And that engineering report and the inspections that follow that repair are going to sort of give you a pedigree of everything that's going on with the home. You know, we've seen these repairs done badly before, and we've seen them done really well. And it's usually because people try to skip that step of working with that structural engineer. It really is important that you have that design professional when you have walls that are sagging a couple of inches, like the way you describe it, because it truly is beyond the scope of what any contractor should be trusted to design themselves, okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, you are so welcome. Good luck with that project. It's going to be a big one. Thanks so much again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, with the holiday season in full swing, your laundry room is probably working just as hard as the kitchen. And I also want to say, just as hard as you guys, like, somebody's got to operate the laundry room and the kitchen. So I hear you. We're all working hard. So you're washing guest linens, you're refreshing the tablecloth, tackling that growing mountain of kitchen towels. So let's talk laundry room maintenance and how to get the most out of your washer and dryer. First up, if that washer or dryer is more than 10 years old, you might be missing out on some major energy savings. Today's Energy Star certified models use about 25% less energy and 33% less water than those older washers. Front loaders are gentler on clothing and often get better results with less detergent, but top loaders...
Buckle up this winter and join Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 Daytona Dream Swipe to Win draw. Come play for a chance to win up to $250 free slot play, $250 in cash prizes, and a 2026 Daytona 500 package for two. Weekly drawings on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing on Thursday, December 25th. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It should automatically stop when clothes are dry instead of running on a set timer, because that's going to save you energy, but it will also prevent over drying, and that causes wear and tear on your clothing. And lastly, a quick laundry pro tip here. If you are short on time this season, separate loads by fabric weight, not just color. Towels and sheets should go together, while lightweight fabrics dry faster in their own cycle. You will cut the drying time and save energy in the process. Plus, how many times do you find that sweater or shirt or pajamas inside a fitted sheet and it's soaking wet in the corner? Pain in the butt. That definitely helps that whole process. So whether you're upgrading or just maintaining your current machines, a little laundry room TLC now is going to go a long way towards making the holidays a whole lot smoother. All right, good stuff. Jim, let's lend a hand. Who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we've got John in Maryland on the line who's dealing with a smoke smell in his home. What's going on, John?
My tenant has been in the house for a number of years now. I did ask her, please smoke outside.
Yeah, but she didn't listen.
Thank you. I didn't say that, but I should have. When you light a cigarette and smoke a cigarette, the smoke, it's like having a small campfire.
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because getting rid of a cigarette smoke smell is pretty much the same process that you would do if there was a fire in the house. So, John, that smoke smell, even the discoloration that's kind of from cigarettes, I remember my grandparents were both such heavy smokers, and when you would take a picture off the wall, it was like the original paint color behind, but everything else was like yellow and tarry and gross. So there's a couple of things that you have to do for the walls. You kind of have to wash them first before you can go ahead and paint them. And you can wash them with something called TSP, which is trisodium phosphate. You find it in the paint aisle. It's in a powder form. You mix it according to the manufacturer's directions, and then you wash the walls with it. And that's going to give you a good prep base there. You still have to prime, and if it's really stinky, you should use an oil-based primer because that locks in the odor, that locks in the discoloration. And once that's dry, you go ahead and put that latex top coat on it. But you also have to think about your flooring. I mean, just smoke smell gets into everything. So anything that's a soft good, that's a hard good, it's just going to stink. So if you have flooring, especially if you have carpeting, let's talk about that. Wall-to-wall carpeting, you need to pull that up. If there's padding, you have to get rid of that too because the smoke has just permeated everything. And steam cleaning alone is just not going to cut it. And then you can replace that carpet or you can refinish the wood floors if there's something nice under there. Draperies, you've got to take them down and have them cleaned professionally. Any upholstery, you should have that steam cleaned. Truly, anything that needs to be cleaned, just do so. And if it is something, you know, try leaving it outside. Like maybe put a chair outside, but you could leave it outside for the rest of its life and it might not air out fully. So you just got to get ahead of this and you've got to get rid of those odors. All right, John, good luck with that. I hope it helps you out. I know how gross it can be. Thanks so much for spending your very busy weekend with us because the holidays are in full swing and keeping your home clean and safe is more important than ever. So we have a great guest joining us after the break. Bruce Yacko, the CEO of JAWS International, is here to talk about how JAWS Just Add Water System for Cleaning is changing the way we all clean our homes. We're going to highlight those products and chat with Bruce after this. So stick around.
Every day, thousands of women across America go for a run, expecting to return home safely. But the brutal murder of Laken Riley by an illegal immigrant shook the nation. Laken did nothing wrong. Her story is every woman's fear. It could have been anyone. Her killer should have not been here. That's why so many are relieved to see law enforcement taking action, securing the border, and deporting violent criminals. Women deserve safe communities. Yet, many college campuses celebrate and vow to protect illegal immigrants. Campus reform exposes this dangerous reality. A secure border and removal of criminal aliens are essential to public safety on campuses and beyond. America's education institutions should not stand in the way. Visit campusreform.org. Restoring Truth, Correcting Bias in Education, One Story at a Time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Have consumers lost the streaming wars?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Prices for streaming services continues to rise, but now they want to put all of the apps back in one place? Would you rather go back to the old days of basic cable?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you thinking about buying a new car? Or maybe you just want the truth about the latest models before you head to the dealership? Then you need Car Coach Reports. Lauren Fix will give you the unfiltered truth. You'll get an insider's perspective on a wide range of automotive topics in a fun, fast segment with a bit of attitude. Car Coach Reports gives you the inside track. Don't get lost in the hype. Get the facts you can trust in an easy-to-digest segment. When it comes to buying a car, she covers it all. Politics, new cars, used cars, the best practices when you're getting your car, and everything you should know about maintaining your car. Plus, what's coming up next in the automotive market and how to prepare yourself. Subscribe now to Car Coach Reports on YouTube and join thousands of drivers who rely on Lauren for honest expert advice. And if you're looking for more car reviews, Lauren also has Car Smarts on YouTube.
For 250 years, brave Americans have answered the call to defend our freedoms. Wounded Warrior Project honors this legacy of service and sacrifice with life-changing support for post-9/11 veterans, service members, and their families. We help warriors access VA benefits, improve their mental and physical health, and provide them with career assistance so they can thrive for a lifetime. Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. This is Leslie Segretti. Well, with the holidays right around the corner, it's the time of year when our homes start working overtime, from hosting friends and family to cooking up festive meals, and of course, cleaning up all of that mess that comes with it. Joining us today is Bruce Yacko, the CEO of Jaws International Limited, the company behind the Jaws Just Add Water System, a smart, streak-free, and sustainable way to keep your home sparkling clean. Now, Jaws products bring professional-grade power right into your kitchen, bath, and beyond, all while helping reduce plastic waste with their reusable bottles and refill pods. Bruce is here to tell us how the Jaws system works, why it's perfect for tackling those holiday messes, and which products to keep on hand to make cleaning easier, faster, and safer just in time for the holiday rush. Welcome, Bruce.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on with you, and I couldn't have said it all better.
Thanks, Bruce. I do feel like this is the time of year where we're just ramping up. You know, Thanksgiving is right around the corner, and then it's the big holiday madness, and there is always something to clean. So let's start with the big picture. What is Jaws? How does Just Add Water System work? And why is it such a game changer in this world of cleaning products?
Well, we started a few years ago with pods that we would use to clean our laundry. And we got away from those big bottles of stuff that we had to store and carry and handle, and, you know, big containers of powdered soap. And what it did was it gave you exact dilution every time to make sure your laundry was clean exactly the same way every time. And then we went into dishwashers, and we use pods for dishwashers, and we throw a pod in, and it gives our dishes an opportunity to get clean and streak-free and all that kind of stuff with exact dilution, rather than pouring something into your dishwasher and having different results each time. And so what we did was we created a pod that would be used for cleaning systems. And so it's a modern-day cleaning system for the modern-day home. And these pods are child-resistant, which you don't have in the others, but they're child-resistant pods. filled with highly concentrated, Safer Choice certified, non-streaking, non-fuming cleaners that are really designed for that newer surface in your home that you spent a lot of money on and want to make sure it's safe. And then also the cleaners have been designed to offer a very clean experience.
Well, and I love that. I feel like, you know, sometimes it's just so confusing. There are so many products. You don't know which one to grab. The area under the sink is just inundated with things that might not be the best for young families. So to have a cleaner with a pod system like JAWS system is fantastic because it's going to be my go-to. It's going to minimize the amount of things that I have, and I know it's going to do a good job. And it's a great way to cut down on waste. Are you finding that people are being more eco-friendly with what they're using, what they're bringing into the house, how they're disposing of stuff?
Well, you know, years ago, you thought you had to have something that fumed to make it work, and you had to have something that was just so, so difficult to work with. It's just not the case anymore. You know, the chemistries have gotten better. Our products are. We've done a lot of work to make sure that they are safer. You know, that cartridge, I should explain, it's a size of about a roll of nickels. And rather than throwing it in your dishwasher, you fill up your bottle, which is a reusable bottle. It's an elegant, heavy-duty bottle designed for long-term use, a commercial-grade sprayer that's designed to go through 50,000 pulls, so it really has a long life to it. But simply that cartridge, which is, as I say, is about the size of a roll of nickels, you fill up that bottle, you insert the cartridge. When you tighten down on the sprayer, it releases that super concentrate into the water and just made your first bottle of JAWS. And the beauty of it is that that bottle will last you 1,000 years if you just take care of it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so it really could be the last bottle you ever buy, and you paid for it. Why not continue to use it? And JAWS, the cartridge, allows you to do that.
I mean, that's really fantastic. It seems sort of very simple to use, but it really does bring a huge impact when it comes to the cleaning around the home. And we don't have to wipe the surfaces down again after. Tell me a little bit about the cleaning process.
Yeah, so it's a really wonderful cleaning process. Again, the products don't fume, so you can work above them. They actually smell good. They're not overly scented, so you're not running from that. And secondly, that they're really designed to efficiently remove soils. And so each one of the pods, depending on the product and the application, has different chemistries in it to do the job the way it needs to get done. But at the end of the day, they're all Safer Choice certified, which means that the EPA has looked at these as a third-party instrument and made sure that not only the ingredients that we list on the panel, but also the sub-ingredients that go into making those ingredients are all looked at, making sure they scientifically meet their requirements in terms of safer chemistry. And there's a performance value. So, you know, water is safe, but it doesn't clean very well. So what they do at the end of that whole test method is they look at a performance value. And if they don't perform to a very high degree and consistent with other products out in the marketplace, you don't get to use their emblem. You don't get to use their Safer Choice certification.
I mean, it's really smart. You really are thinking of everything. And if you take a minute to go to the JawsCleans.com site, there's something for hardwood floors. There's something for granite cleaner. And granite cleaner and polish is such a tricky product to get because you want to make sure you're protecting this investment, but you want to do a good job cleaning it. And I know that JAWS does that. You guys are really looking out for all of these surfaces.
Oh, thank you.
And the scents are wonderful. Cucumber basil for the granite, lavender and citrus and cinnamon. You know, it's like you're getting a beautiful surface, but it also smells fantastic.
Well, you know, we find that people like cleaning, and we've sold over 200 million cartridges to date, and a lot of those are cleaning professionals, and they're cleaning a lot of surfaces. You know, to have a glass cleaner that you can use on TV screens, computer screens, iPads, iPhones, and, you know, won't attack the adhesive on your UV-coated glass in the southern regions and on your automobiles. It's really important.
Out of all of the products with the holidays coming up, what's going to be the one I'm going to grab the most that I should keep on hand with all my guests?
Well, your kitchen degreaser, you're going to do a lot of cooking. You're going to have a lot of people in and around the kitchen. And again, that kitchen degreaser, I don't care whether you have stainless steel, marble, granite, Doesn't really matter. It works great on all those pots and pans that you're using to spray it first before you clean them. It really does a great job in removing a lot of the films and the soils. But that kitchen degreaser is a phenomenal product. It doesn't leave any streaks behind, even on black surfaces and stainless steel, which is a real problem typically. There's so many products you could use on those surfaces, and you don't really know, and a year later, all of a sudden, those surfaces are dull.
Yeah.
Well, you're using the wrong product on it, and it's attacking the stone. And so then to come back in and use, as you say, a granite and stone cleaner that will take your stone at least, you know, sometimes as high as 25% brighter than after you clean than before you cleaned it, is really awesome.
All right. Bruce Yacko, CEO of the JAWS system. Where can everybody go to find it, get more information, order in time for the holidays?
Yeah, great. JAWSCleans.com. You're not going to buy a million different bottles of cleaner to take in, but you can bring in five or six different small cartridges and put them in your pocket if you want.
Or your Christmas stocking, Bruce. I fully expect Santa to bring me some.
Well, great. Fantastic. Well, we have all different ways you can buy it. You can buy individual bottles. You can buy kits. We have, you know, during the holidays, a lot of people will design their own kits. We have a maid's basket, so you can put four different cleaners inside the maid's basket and eight cartridges, which will take care of a lot of cleaning for your guests and family and friends. Use it for yourself. A lot of cleaning professionals will use those kits to go in and out of homes and businesses to clean. But the beauty of it is just they're safer products to work with. They work wonderfully. Go to our website and see how many wonderful garments we get from thousands and thousands of customers bought over the years. So we appreciate this conversation, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Bruce, for stopping by the Money Pit. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Hey, you do the same.
Hey, Leslie.
What's up?
You know how much I love to interrupt you.
I love it.
Yeah, Bruce worked out a special for us on JAWS. Read the text I just sent you.
All right. Special for you, our Money Pit listeners. We've got 20% off of your JAWS order when you use code MONEYPIT. All right. I love that. You guys are going to be so thankful, and your cabinet space will be happy as well, because this is a really effective product, and it certainly is helpful with all of your storage. So check them on out at JAWS.com. All right, coming up next, are the holidays already feeling like it's a big hit to your wallet? We're going to share simple, budget-friendly tips to help you save on energy, food, gifts, and yes, even the decorations. You can enjoy the season without the stress. We've got your holiday budget rescue plan next. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTON.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Website. Yes, everything. Countertop kits, sealers, primers, garage floor kits, and a wide variety of coatings for walkways, patios, pool decks, and more. It's the biggest sale Deich Coatings has ever had. No limits. Stock up now for all your planned indoor and outdoor DIY projects. The sale runs from Thanksgiving Day to the end of Cyber Monday. Remember, that's 25% off every item on their website. Visit Deich Coatings from November 27th till December 1st and save big. Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. Are you tired of waking up to fogged up windows on those chilly mornings? That condensation can lead to mold, warped sills, and even peeling paint if you leave it unchecked. But here's a DIY trick to keep the glass crystal clear. You can start by wiping down those windows with a solution of equal parts white vinegar and water. This will cut through buildup that makes condensation worse. Then here's the trick. Apply a small amount of shaving cream. Yep. Shaving cream to the glass. You rub it in with a microfiber cloth until the surface looks clear again. That layer leaves behind an invisible film that actually helps repel moisture, just like it does on your bathroom mirror. Bonus points for improving visibility on your glass doors, too. It's a weird little hack for sure, but it works wonders, especially when those outdoor temps start to drop. Well, the holidays are magical, but let's face it. They can also be a serious budget buster. Between gifts, meals, travel, and those higher utility bills, it's easy to feel like your wallet is working overtime. But a few smart moves now can help rescue your holiday budget without cutting the joy. Now, let's start with the energy savings. That's one of the biggest hidden expenses of the holiday season. With more people home, the oven is running nonstop, and the lights are on longer, your utility bills are going to climb. So check your thermostat. Even lowering it by just 1 or 2 degrees can save up to 3% on your heating costs. And if you haven't already, switch to LED holiday lights. They use up to 80% less energy than traditional ones, and they are safer, too. Now, use what you already have, and not just for the decorations. Take a quick inventory of your pantry and freezer before you grocery shop for those holiday meals. You could be surprised at how much you already have on hand. And when it comes to hosting, potluck dinners are back in style. Don't feel like you have to carry the entire meal. A lot of guests do love to contribute, so give them a chance. Now, let's talk about gifts. If you're feeling stretched, it's totally okay to set expectations early with your friends and your family. Suggest a spending cap or a gift swap. Secret Santa or white elephant gifts could be way more fun and less expensive. Handmade gifts, baked goods, even framed photos are thoughtful and budget friendly. And finally, if you're shopping online, use tools like Coupon Browser, things like that, those cashback sites. They take seconds, but they can save real money. Also, be mindful of delivery fees and plan ahead. Last-minute rush shipping can add up fast. Remember, the best holiday memories come from spending time together, not spending money. A little strategy and intention can help you enjoy the season without the post-holiday credit card regret. You need some more holiday ideas? Give us a call.
Coming up in Leslie's Last Word, do you love your fireplace but hate the dirty screen? Well, Leslie's got a quick, satisfying way to get that screen sparkling so your fire can glow and your room can shine. Stick around. The cleanup is actually easier than you think.
Are you restoring a classic car, or do you just need replacement lines for your daily driver? Then you need Classic Tube. Since 1989, Classic Tube has been the trusted source for pre-bent tubing, brake, fuel, transmission, and hydraulic lines for over 100,000 vehicle applications. From vintage muscle cars and hot rods to modern vehicles, Classic Tube delivers precision fit products made right here in the USA. Every line is engineered for exact OEM specifications, with options in stainless steel or the original equipment materials. That means durability, safety, and a perfect fit every time. Whether you're a weekend restorer or a professional shop, Classic Tube has what you need to keep your project moving. So don't settle for guesswork. Get the quality your car deserves. Visit Classic Tube, that's CLASSICTUBE.com today, and find the right lines for your ride.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Norton.
You likely remember the Segway as the two-wheeled people mover, but the company Segway has introduced a new product, the Navimo, a robotic lawnmower to cut and maintain your lawn so you don't have to. Wayne Kreifels from Segway speaks to its benefits.
We're typically mowing only once a week traditionally. With robotic mowing, you're out there mowing three, four, five times a week, just depending on where you're at and how much rain we're getting. But it cuts a little bit off at a time, so it's way more healthy for your lawn. You're watering less, you're fertilizing less, you're also less susceptible to any diseases.
And guidance?
No wires. It is all GPS and vision guided. Very intuitive robot, highly intelligent with AI on it, and the app is probably one of the most user-friendly apps, I think.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti. Time now for an email before the holidays kick into overdrive. Jim, who do we have?
We have Jack. He reached out to the Money Pit and he said, I heard your comments a few weeks back regarding a problem I've been having with the copper pipes, developing holes in them in my apartment buildings. Thanks for suggesting to lower the pH level of the water. That makes a lot of sense, and it's a simple solution to a long-term problem. Can you explain what makes this happen?
Yeah, you know, this happens with copper pipes, really, because you would think that they don't deteriorate like that, Jack, but they do. I mean, you think steel maybe, but the issue is that it's the water. The water could be acidic, it could be the city water, it could be well water. Whatever it is, if you have a high acidity in that water, it will tend to form holes in the pipes. They're pinholes, true. But it's usually not just one. It's usually multiple, and they can do a lot of damage. So one approach there really is to treat that water, lower that pH level. If you can, you're going to lower the acidity, and that's what's going to make it less likely for these holes to form. It really is a big deal. I can remember, Jim, I had so much water just from one copper pipeline in my basement, and I could not figure out where it was coming from. But then once we discovered all of these pinholes and just swapped out that section of pipe, what a difference it made. Of course, treating the water, speaking with the village, figuring out what was going on there to sort of manage this for the future is tremendous. But since you're at a point where you have to replace the piping because there is leaking, that is the problem. So don't go with copper in the future. You can go with PEX, something like that, that will stand up to whatever that acidity level is in the water. But with copper, make sure you are monitoring that pH just to avoid this. All right, Jack?
Oh, it's pH? I thought it was a F level.
Yeah, this is my F level. All right, thanks, Jack.
Is there anything better than a roaring fire in the fireplace? But that's only if you can see the fire through your fireplace screen. Well, Leslie has a simple solution in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
You know, there's nothing better than cozying up to a crackling fire this time of year. It's one of my favorite ways to wind down after a long day. But if your fireplace screen is dull, dusty, or worse, covered in soot, it can really take away from that magic. That's why I always make the time to give my screen a little TLC once or twice during the season. It really doesn't take much. You just mix up a simple cleaning solution of about 1/8 cup of liquid dish detergent per quart of warm water. And that's going to cut through all of that caked on grime like a charm. You can use a soft bristle brush to gently scrub. Don't go too hard or you're going to risk scratching the finish. Then wipe everything down with a clean, lint-free cloth to prevent rust from forming. If your screen has any brass accents, now is the time to shine them up with a little brass polish. You give it a good buff and it's going to gleam almost as bright as the fire behind it. It's a small task, but it makes a big difference. A clean screen is going to let that glow of your fire shine through beautifully, and just like that, your whole room feels warmer, more inviting, and ready for that perfect night in. So go ahead, pour the cider, grab a cozy throw, and enjoy that fireplace like it was meant to be enjoyed. Well, we covered a lot this hour, and next week we are in full holiday mode. So much to tackle and so much to enjoy. We're going to jump right in with the tree, fresh pine or faux perfection. Whether you're a fan of that classic holiday tree smell or looking for something low maintenance and reusable, we're going to help you pick the perfect tree for your space, your style, and your schedule, whether it's real or artificial. Coming up next week on The Money Pit. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Much love and blessings to you and your family. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. See you next week.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, getting closer to Thanksgiving. Many of you will be off. A lot of you working and traveling today, and that's great. Hope you're listening to the show. Rich Lowry at the bottom of the hour, and he is from the National Review. He's going to talk about tariffs. And also, the GOP cannot punt on health care. I thoroughly agree. And then you have Bret Baier standing by with his hit book to rescue the American spirit, Teddy Roosevelt and the birth of a superpower, and a lot of moving parts. If you think for a second we're going to be going through old news or holiday news, there's just too much going on, too much substance. So let's get to the big three.
Number three.
My oath and every oath every member of the military took is loyalty to the Constitution, not to a person.
Mark Kelly, you're in trouble. Treason treatment for the Democratic Five of the FBI as the FBI zeroes in on their motive behind the anti-Trump message to the military. We also look at the Dems' deranged, disturbing meltdowns as they try for a midterm victory.
Number two.
So on the one hand, you've got some improvement in affordability. On the other hand, you've got a jobs picture that's just a little bit murky. The jobs numbers the past few months have been weak.
Yep, that is Brian Brenberg of FBN. Affordability, the key to Trump's term to success. We look at the number and what it would take for to raise consumer confidence in a media environment where anti-Trump rhetoric has blasted out from dusk to dawn.
Number one.
Russia has not made one concession in all of these negotiations, not one. And why is that? Because he has always believed time is on his side.
And that's got to change. General Jack Keane is 100% right. Ball's in Russia's court as a major progress is made with Ukraine, the EU, us, and allies. But is Steve Witkoff the best to deal with Vladimir Putin? He's in Russia now. I mean, this revelation that comes up that Steve Witkoff's on the phone coaching Russia how to deal with Trump and urging Vladimir Putin to get on the phone with Trump before the Zelensky meeting, at which time he convinces Trump not to sell the Tomahawks or give the Tomahawks to Ukraine. I mean, are you got to be kidding me? Now, Trump says he's not upset by that, and I'll play that in a second, but I do want to bring in Bret Baier. Bret's chief political anchor of Fox News, and his book is out now, To Rescue the American Spirit. Bret, what about that revelation? This recording's out there. It's not a rumor.
Yeah, I think it's, you got to see the context of it, of course. But, the president has pushed it off as standard negotiation, trying to get to a deal. He would do the same thing with Ukraine. I think, there's a little bit more there. And coaching Russia how to talk to President Trump, I think raises alarm bells. And there's Representative Fitzpatrick and others who've come out and said this is an issue. He's a real estate developer who does deals and figures out how to get to yes. That's what the president is saying about him. He trusts him. He has his ear. That's his biggest asset. And I just don't know, if this puts it in the right light, considering where we are with this negotiation.
I know. It's just the thing is, we're not even talking about both sides, because you're talking about a side. Russia really, as you heard General Keane, has not really shown that they're looking to give it anywhere. So the 28-page plan, for some reason it got published. Marco Rubio was not dealt in on that. He came in to save it. They knock it down to 19, and it seems to be much more positive. Here's Donald Trump on the back and forth with Steve Witkoff. Cut one.
He's going to sell Ukraine to Russia. That's what a dealmaker does. I haven't heard it, but I heard it was standard negotiation. And I would imagine he's saying the same thing to Ukraine, because each party has to give and take.
So that's the whole thing. There's some points that we could go over. The Donbass, are they really going to give up land? They have not won yet. Are they actually going to do a land swap on that? And in terms of security guarantees, France and England, just two countries, have said we would put troops on the ground. But Russia says, I don't want any troops on the ground, right? In Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly. So the security guarantee, what does that look like? I think there's, real questions. While all sides say they're optimistic, we just don't know how big the separation is on the points of contention. If it's security guarantees and troops and, you know, you're talking about big things. If it's something smaller, then it's possible. I don't think they're going to ever give up land that Russia has not taken. But I do think that if they got to a point where Russia occupies land it occupies now, that Ukraine, in a tired kind of ready to get the war over with a back end deterrence from the U.S., kind of like an Article 5, but not in NATO, then they do it.
And that's doable if Russia wants to do anything. Here's Sergey Lavrov through an interpreter, Cut 10.
We have channels of communication with our American colleagues. They are being used, and we are awaiting their version.
So I think I recognize that translator voice, but we'll have to do it through. I'm going to have to track that down on my own. But it looks like Russia says that I will go with a plan that stays with the principles agreed upon in Alaska. I'm thinking to myself, was anything, you were there, was anything agreed upon in Alaska? Do you know what Lavrov could be referring to?
No. If anything, it was just the early stages of what Russia wanted.
Yeah.
And so there was a blueprint or, I mean, they didn't even have a press conference.
I remember I was on the air. I was doing Laura's show that night, and I was all set for a response. And instead, we got a reporter saying everyone's gone. So we'll see. Hey, I want to bring you to something else, Brett, and that is the Democratic tape that put out there, military and CIA Democrats who decided to tell the military they don't have to obey illegal orders. And as I talked to the president last Friday, he said, when I first saw it, I thought it was a joke. I thought it might have been something AI. And it wasn't. It was people like Mark Kelly and Alyssa Slotnick and others. And now they're all being talked to, but going to be talked to by the FBI. Here's Mark Kelly, Cut 25, last night with Jimmy Kimmel.
I've been through a lot more challenging things than this. You know, and I am what I'm worried about is the reaction and what this transmits to the military and the public, which is basically shut up and listen to that guy. And that's not the way our system works. We have loyalty. My oath and every oath every member of the military took is loyalty to the Constitution, not to a person.
Nice try. What are you talking about? You just came out and made a generic statement how you should not obey illegal orders. And now he's worried about people being told to shut up. What was it? I don't even know whose idea this. What would they plan on accomplishing with this? But how do you feel about his explanation?
Look, this is going to benefit Mark Kelly politically. It's going to benefit. He's going to use it, and he'll be, you know, the foil, and it'll get a lot of attention on the left. But when you ask all of these folks, and Martha did a nice job with Congressman Crow. When you ask them, what is the illegal order that you're worried about? They don't have an answer. And so you just put out a video where you can stand up and refuse illegal orders, but then ask, what are they talking about? There's not an explanation. And I think that's a big glaring omission.
I think you're 100% right. And that's just it. I actually, as I mentioned last week, if you just told me that was the conversation on The View, I'd say no kidding. If you said, well, the squad has a press conference and this is what they say, hey, military, you know, you don't have to obey orders. But when I saw guys like Mark Kelly, Alyssa Slotkin, and Jason Crow, who basically I've been informed was mentored by Adam Schiff, so it explains a lot. And you got Maggie Goodlander, Chrissy Houlihan, Chris DeLuzio joining the others. So now this is going to be somewhat of a distraction, but as I saw Spider Marks come out on CNN and said this was totally unnecessary, they didn't need to do it. Listen to this, Cut 33.
The fact of the matter is, when Senator Kelly and his colleagues made the comment, the message to me was, we, this collection of folks, we don't trust the military, the uniformed leadership, and we think that they've been taken over by the administration. I would completely disagree with that underlying assessment, which brought them to make these statements.
So, and he said this too, Cut 32.
what he and his colleagues did was inappropriate. He could have taken a step back and said, why am I sending this message, which clearly is an insult to our chain of command?
So, look, you know, he's on CNN all the time for a reason. He doesn't go up every day and say Donald Trump walks on water. So he's always a critic of Trump. But that, I think, is a sober view of what they did.
Yeah, listen, there is a system in place. If you have questions, there are JAG officers. If there is something in the chain of command, they're not rolling over. There is a system that's been in place for long, long, long time, decades and decades and decades. And this was simply, it seems, an effort by the six to kind of make a statement and a splash and, you know, get attention. They're clearly doing that. But when they are now are being investigated, and you can argue one way or the other whether that's the right thing or not, but now it's taken to a different level. And, you know, politically, they're just going to use it.
So tell me, as you get ready for Thanksgiving, you doing any more events to rescue the American spirit, Teddy Roosevelt and the birth of a superpower?
I've got a couple more and then kind of wrapping it up for the season. But we'll do something ahead of Christmas. And the Fox Nation special has been really great. Same name, to rescue the American spirit. And it's been picked up a lot. So look forward to running that again.
That is great. So, yeah, Brett, it's a great book. Everyone go out and pick it up. And Brett Baer, watch Brett tonight at 6, right, Brett?
You got it. You 6 got o'clock.
It. All right, who can we expect?
There's a lot of surprises.
So you have?
No, I don't know. I actually don't have the list yet.
Do you have you have the panel?
I don't have the panel yet. Are you available? Mm.
I'm on the 5. I'll be there to toss to you.
You're on every show.
No, but I'll be there to toss to you, I promise. And it won't be awkward because I'm not sure Greg's in. Brett, thanks so much.
See ya.
All right. Bottom of the hour, Rich Lowry, you're next. But listen, we have a lot more to discuss, including affordability. I just want to get your take on what's affordable, what's not, and what is spend, where if you could have the best economy, but if 80% or 90% of all the articles written are negative about tariffs and negative about Obamacare and negative about health care, is that going to affect consumer confidence, which is at a 40-year low? Regardless, Republicans, that's the hand you're dealt. How are you going to turn things around and not make the midterms a disaster for your party? Don't move.
From breaking news to big name guests, Brian brings you insight you won't hear anywhere else. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs. Whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited, the point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than Big Wireless. Because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A pitcher from the Atlanta Braves who surprised a young fan after surgery makes today's Dean's List. 8-year-old Preston Gober-Franz loves baseball, especially the Braves. He knows every player, with his favorite person being the pitcher, Spencer Strider. You can imagine his surprise and joy when Preston woke up from his 34th surgery in the hospital and got a visit from his favorite player. Preston was diagnosed with a rare brain condition that has contributed to so many visits to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. But the smile on his face said it all when Spencer Strider joined him in the hospital room after his surgery. Preston's family says the visit meant the world to him and is giving him strength as he faces the long recovery ahead. So many in the community have reached out to Preston to send him love and encouragement to keep up his fight. And special thanks to Spencer Strider for making his day in such a wonderful way. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
When Richard Nixon resigned the presidency on August 9, 1974, Vice President Gerald Ford took the oath of office administered by Chief Justice Warren Burger in the East Room of the White House.
Our great republic is a government of laws and not of men. Here, the people rule, but there is a higher power. By whatever name, we honor him, who ordains not only righteousness but love, not only justice but mercy. As we bind up the internal wounds of Watergate, more painful and more poisonous than those of foreign wars, let us restore the golden rule to our political process, and let brotherly love purge our hearts of suspicion and of hate.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Take a pause.
Kennel cough is like the flu. You know, it goes around.
Dr. Michael Bailey, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, on the current surge of a potentially killer disease, kennel cough, also known as Bordetella. He says your dog should get the vaccine for it, but that vaccine is not always 100% effective.
Kennel cough can change its genetic pattern, and the vaccine, which may have been totally effective for it at one time, may not be as effective for it now.
Rumors have been going around on the internet that the kennel cough vaccine's worthless. But Dr. Bailey says if your dog does get kennel cough, the vaccine's going to make it milder. And as for pet vaccines in general, he says they're safe.
Talk to your veterinarian. Make sure they know what the circumstances are, and they're going to tailor any vaccine to your particular pet.
Take pause. Till NATO, Fox News.
Show that's real.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. 1-866-408-7669. So, when it comes to affordability, I'm just going to give you some stats. You tell me where you stand with all this. If they say, you know, if you look at you buying a turkey, slightly up because of the avian flu, but besides that, almost everything else is down. Now the other news. Consumer sentiment is not down. It is not up. It is down. They say it dates back to as low as it's been since the 1987 stock market crash. Economists say the numbers, the data, say it's a B+. The economy is a B+. But the people feel like it's a recession. A lot has to do with things that have nothing to do with any president. Like, for example, AI. AI, there's a fear that it's a bubble. And we remember the dot-com bubble, and they say this is going to happen again like it did in 2000. Now, you could tell people all you want that it's not going to happen, but when NVIDIA drops in the middle of the week and then comes up again a little bit later in the week, they wonder, is this going to be just a few companies that survives? Is this a lot of money pouring into companies like OpenAI that's not going to be profitable and maybe the most successful until 2030. So even if you're not in the market, you wonder about your job because of nobody's fault. But AI is going to take some jobs. And we've seen some of that with some of the major companies, healthy companies. So if the numbers are good, but the sentiment is bad, it is not going to be good for President Trump's party. But if things begin to turn around, nothing's going to stop them, especially oil and gas, and people have something to compare it to. For example, drilling is up. Regulation is down. We know the focus on green and, you know, wind, green technologies and wind is down. They are allowing more drilling. But so far, gas is very affordable, $3.05. But last year was $3.04. So people wonder, where's the big improvement? I think it's coming, just judging by the industry and people that we've had on the air. So U.S. tariff revenue is through the roof. In 2024, October of 2024, it was $257 billion. Excuse me, we had a deficit of $257 billion. Our deficit is now $284, which is surprising, but we haven't kicked in with any of the Trump budget yet. The tariff revenue last year was $7.3 billion. Now it is, get this, $31.4 billion. So the $2,000, they could come out. They could do that in reconciliation. But overall, it's good for people to get the $2,000, but it's better for the economy to pay down the debt as much as possible, because that means you have high interest rates, but you pay less interest on less of a total that you owe. New prices will take effect in 2027. They say you'll start feeling a saving 38% to 85% off list prices for drugs, for diseases. That'll be good. There'll be reductions of estimated in Medicare payments to about $12 billion. That'll be good. And the president's got all these plans in place to make you get charged less for very popular drugs. And you saw that was happening. I could bore you with what they are. But basically, some of the negotiated drug prices, it well into the double figures. So out-of-pocket health care expenses, which really got people down, you know, when you have your copay. On the out-of-pocket expenses, it was $115 on the average, right? Do you know what it is now? On average, $1,514. So whose fault is that? I mean, if you want to say they tried to fix Obamacare, they tried to fix health care with Obamacare, that's their plan. So it's Trump's job to fix it. What I think, and Rich Lowry will back up, it'll not be good for the Republicans if they just say, not my problem, I'm not touching anything as it does to with Obamacare. It's not your problem, not your fault, Republicans. It's Cigna dropped out, that Aetna dropped out, United has dropped out of the exchanges. So they're not bidding against each other for your business. You know what they're saying? I don't want your business. Not with the Obamacare format and the payments. So they're out. So now you just have the Obamacare option. So the deductibles are extremely high and the cost is high. Not a good combination. But if Trump just sits on the sideline like he might be tempted to do and says, not my problem, that'll be a big mistake. That's why he wanted to do something a couple of days ago. But the Republicans don't want to. So he might have problems with his own staff and his own party. Rich Lowry on this and more. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is House Call for Health. While the more steps you take during the day may benefit your overall health, a recent long-term study finds as little as 5,000 steps a day could help protect your brain from changes related to Alzheimer's disease. Researchers followed nearly 300 older adults for 14 years, and they found people who are already showing high levels of beta-amyloid proteins in their brains lost thinking and memory skills more slowly if they were physically active. Adults who walked between 5,000 and 7,500 steps per day saw their thinking skills decline at half the rate of people who were mostly inactive. The team says their study was observational, so it can't prove that exercise directly helps prevent Alzheimer's. But experts agree it supports a body of evidence that activity is a modifiable risk factor in preventing the disease. Findings appear in the journal Nature Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind. 1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I burned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A doctor from Brazil who dresses his patients up in superhero costumes to make them feel comfortable before surgery makes today's Dean's List. Dr. Leandro B. Guimarães is an ENT, and he remembers one of his patients a few years ago who was just two and was so scared as she was heading into the operating room that she could not stop crying. So he made a promise to himself that he would do everything he could to make sure his littlest patients were as comfortable and strong as they could be. His idea was to have superhero costumes that they could wear in the hospital. The kids get to pick which one, and then he tells them they will go in flying as he helps them get stronger. The doctor also encourages parents to join them in the operating room if the child is still nervous, but so far, everything seems to be working. He also runs alongside to help them feel less scared and records the video to show their families how brave they were. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So on the one hand, you've got some improvement in affordability.
On the other hand, you've got a jobs picture that's just a little bit murky. The jobs numbers the past few months have been weak. And so even though the economy's growing pretty well, Brett, 3 to 4% over the past two quarters, people aren't seeing it in the jobs. That's where the decision becomes really difficult for the Fed. Okay, what do we do about that? Do we keep fighting inflation or do we try to improve the jobs picture? I think the Fed will focus more on jobs coming up in its next meeting.
You'll have to see. We don't even have the numbers really in October, so they did tick up slightly. It's still historically slow. 4.4, 4.5 is low, but not where we were a short time ago. Rich Lowry joins us now, editor of National Review. Rich, you agree with affordability being the key for the midterms, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think prices basically is everything. Everything else we discussed about and obsessed about every day doesn't matter compared to that. Elections are always about big things, and that's the biggest issue.
And you also believe the Republicans can't sit on the sideline when it comes to health care. Why?
Well, they've basically sat on the sidelines for decades now. It hasn't served them very well. It is true that people are going to see premium increases. Now, that's not because of because Obamacare is working and has been sabotaged. It's because Obamacare is not working and it makes prices higher at the margins. But Republicans need to be able to explain that and present an alternative, even if the alternative is not going to pass. It's just good to have plenty of flags somewhere. Now, the problem is it's really complicated. You're going to upset some people no matter what. What you offer may not be very popular, so they've always kick the can, and we see more kicking the can right here with, you know, this week Trump was supposed to announce something, President Trump, and now it's been put off 2 weeks, so we'll see where they land in a couple weeks.
So he was supposed to announce he's going to have a two-year subsidy extension, but he was going to get rid of some of the fraud involved and the people who make too much money involved, but the House stopped him in his tracks. I also thought the money originally was going to go to people's health savings accounts instead of the insurance companies, but I don't think that was in the proposal that they were going to put out there. But the Republicans in the House were just determined. They said they were going to blow that up if that was offered.
Yeah, so no Republican has ever voted for these Obamacare subsidies, which were not part of the original plan. They weren't part of Obamacare. They were layered on top during the pandemic by Joe Biden, supposedly on a temporary basis. But all of a sudden, of course, Democrats wanted to be permanent. And if Republicans didn't vote for a temporary version, they're going to be really loath to vote for a permanent version. Now, as you say, Trump was supposedly going to offer a temporary version as well. You know, there might be a deal around such a temporary extension, but the get for Republicans, I think, has to be pretty big if they're going to do that.
Absolutely. So the other thing is, how do you feel about the so-called treason tape that's out there, that they're being, FBI is investigating all five Democrats that put it out, telling military members you don't have to obey illegal orders?
Yeah, I don't think this is going anywhere. I think this is a ridiculous controversy from beginning to end, and both sides are ridiculous. Members of the military don't need to be reminded that they should disobey lawful orders. They can't point to any Democrats the unlawful orders that they're supposed to be defying now. So that was all theater, and I think this is all theater on the other side. It's not sedition to, you know, share your opinion as a member of Congress about, you know, what the rules are, and these prosecutions will go, or attempted prosecutions will go nowhere. I see it just as harassment, and this is not the way the system is supposed to work.
All right, let's talk about what the message could be on affordability. How do you get prices down? The president suggested some tariffs on certain fruits and beef and to that nature. Well, but as more and more trade deals come in, you got to assume that it's going to be better for the economy, right?
Yeah. So the problem with tariffs is they do raise prices, and the administration implicitly acknowledged that by saying they're going to raise remove the tariffs on coffee and a bunch of other stuff. And as Bessnett said, I think with you, I think pretty sure it was on Fox and Friends, said this will immediately lead to lower prices, which makes you wonder about all the other tariffs. Are they raising prices? And yes, at the margins they are. So more trade deals, more rollbacks would be better there. And I think kind of Bessnett has the right idea. You hope your other policies raise wages such that the prices don't bite people the way they are now. And the basic problem here, Brian, politically, is everyone cares about the nominal price of something, right? So if it's just gone up over time, even if the inflation rate's lower, but the price is higher than it was 3 or 4 years ago, everyone feels that and everyone hates it. And that's the political problem.
Kevin Hassett weighed in, director of National Economic Council, Cut 19.
under Joe Biden, there was more than 20% inflation. One year, it was almost 10%. And if you go back and look at the harm from the inflation under Joe Biden, it reduced the real wage, the real purchasing power for everyday Americans, for ordinary folks, by about $3,000. And since President Trump's come in, we've increased purchasing power by $1,200 already. And as you know, we increased the real purchasing power by about $6,500 in the first term. And so we're on track to fill the hole that Joe Biden dug. And we're doing it really well.
So, I mean, he's out there. He's very competent, can handle any question. But the thing is, it's really not his economy yet. They did have the shutdown that's not going to help. But I think when people start getting their tax returns and these pro-growth policies, including drilling, there could be a lot of really good economic data. I just saw in the New York Times, of all places, they said on data, the administration has a B+. But on messaging, they have a 40-year low because it's the consumer confidence is down to 1987 levels.
Yeah. So if Kevin is right, I assume he is right, and that trend continues, eventually it will tell politically and people will feel it, and this issue will be much better for Republicans. But, you know, that's going to take some time, and the question is whether it happens in time to make a difference in the midterms.
So let's talk about what's happening with the Ukraine-Russia peace talks. It looks like Donald Trump is now sending Steve Witkoff to Russia to finish up conversations that Dan Driscoll, the Secretary of the Army, was having in Abu Dhabi with the Russian officials. And in Geneva is where Ukraine and the EU are meeting, where they say great progress has emerged. What does Rich Lowry think? Where does Rich Lowry think this is heading?
I guess if I had to guess, I would say it's going to fall apart. I think this is one scenario, which is you come out with the initial proposal tilted toward Russia, then you work the Ukrainians and get the Ukrainians happy with it, and then the Russians won't accept it. And I think that's probably where we're headed. I could be wrong, but I think we're going to be in for some more war before this thing is settled. But I could be wrong. You know, this is not an unreasonable way to go about it. You know, you can't get one side on board and then work the other.
What's your thought about some of the controversy with a phone call being leaked out showing Steve Witkoff coaching the Russians how to deal with Trump?
Yeah, I don't think that's great, but it's the end result matters, and you know he worked Gaza as well, and I'm sure there are all sorts of private conversations that wouldn't look great if they were leaked. This is why diplomacy is one of the main things in politics that you want to keep secret. It's not always pretty behind the scenes, and if things are leaked, it's going to upset the other side and maybe blow things up, which is why you want to operate in private. But I think we've talked about this all year long, Brian. I think they need to make it clear to the Russians, you don't go along, we're backing Ukraine to the hilt. It can't be if this deal falls apart, we're going to withdraw support for Ukraine, because that's good for Russia. That creates an incentive for Russia to say no.
Here's General King, cut 12.
Russia has not made, Martha, one concession in all of these negotiations, not one. And why is that? Because he has always believed time is on his side.
So, and that's what he believes now. But I just wonder how hurting he is and how economically. Does he have vulnerabilities? Because we historically have always misjudged Russia.
Yeah, it could be. I kind of think no. Maybe there will be over time. But I think the Russian calculation, in the medium term at least, in the interim, that time is on their side and they're going to grind the Ukrainians down, and the Ukrainians don't have the manpower they do. Russians have an advantage because they get to strike all over Ukraine and destroy their infrastructure. Ukraine can't do that to Russia, and they'll just keep working this thing and kind of grinding it out.
And Venezuela, we have so much firepower there, 15,000 Marines and sailors in the region. We have the CIA basically working to find out the vulnerabilities of Maduro. They could be on the phone talking. And this is very costly just to keep that huge arsenal out there. So what do you, that armada, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. What do you think we're going to do?
Well, here's the president talking about what might happen. Cut 42.
On Venezuela, sir, are you planning to talk to Nicolas Maduro?
I might talk to him. We'll see, but we're discussing that with the different staffs. We might talk about Venezuela.
The U.S. Designated him the leader of this foreign terrorist organization. Why do you want to talk to him if he's the leader?
If we could save lives, if we could do things the easy way, that's fine. And if we have to do it the hard way, that's fine, too.
So what do I think is going to happen? I think we're going to make a move. I hope a conversation with Maduro says, you know, we need you to leave. Like Aristide left Haiti. I think Jimmy Carter screwed that one up, though. But before Maduro says, listen, you're not going to be able to stay. And he's got to let maybe go over with Assad over in Russia. Maybe Iran would like him. I'm not sure they're used to who's living in a mud hut. But we'll see how that goes. But there's plenty of precedent for these guys to leave. Maduro is the problem, but we're not looking to do a Libya situation. There is an elected opposition party that could move right in, but the question is, who's got the loyalty of the military?
Yeah, so we've heard that line before, right? We can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way, right? Right before the Iran strike. So if nothing else, that Iran strike really lent more deterrent power to the President Trump. And if you're Maduro, you got to be really worried. And maybe you can leverage him out just with coercive diplomacy. That'd be amazing if he actually do it. A little skeptical. I think we might actually have to hit him. And, you know, we've had bad experience with regime change all around the Middle East. The difference here, as you allude to, is there does seem to be a civil society. There does seem to be an opposition that could take over. So maybe it's a little bit more like these regime change or revolutions you see in some place like Ukraine, imperfect, you know, corrupt country. But still, they toppled a Russian-backed regime, and it wasn't chaos the way it has been in the Middle East. But if you got that much firepower staring you down, if you're Maduro, you're not sleeping at night, that's for sure.
What about the divide on the right on this? Some people say, hey, why is the president focused so much on Ukraine, the Middle East, and Venezuela? Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, this is Marjorie Taylor Greene's. There's a whole case against President Trump's foreign policy. But he's president of the United States. He's leader of the free world. He's not an isolationist. It's not as though Trump trying to cut a deal in Ukraine is hurting anyone in the United States. It's not as though what he could do against Maduro is hurting anyone in the United States. We have intractable problems here in the United States, social problems with crime and whatnot, immigration. But he's working those things, too. So it's not as though if the president's focused on our obligations abroad, it hurts anyone here in the United States. This is an isolationist critique that I don't buy.
But how strong is it on the right?
I think there are a lot of people with really big platforms who think this way. Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens, Marjorie Taylor Greene, although she's out at least for the time being. But I think if there's anything we've learned over the last decade, President Trump runs MAGA, right? he is MAGA. And if he adopts a policy, by and large, there's some exceptions. He couldn't win on the Epstein thing because his position, just let's keep the files private, was not going to fly. It was too unpopular with his own side. But by and large, what he says goes. And I think the foreign policy has been generally pretty effective over the last year and is a bragging point for him.
I do, too. And I think it's been very effective. And I'm thrilled that we're taking care of our hemisphere, which usually the MAGA people like, mm-hmm. and I think most do. And, Rich, my exit question to you is, I know I saw Laura last night thinks it's going to be a long, tough sledding this year for them to hold on to the midterms. I saw Kevin McCarthy warn that Marjorie Taylor Greene could be a canary in the coal mine. Other people could retire, that there might be some dissatisfaction with communications from the White House. But I also trust your contacts, too, as editor of National Review. Where do you stand on both those issues?
If I had to guess right now, I think Republicans are getting wiped out next year in the midterms, just based on what's happened in the off-year election, just based on steady state, you know, not any big event. The economy is not, you know, appreciably better or worse. I just think their people are coming out in a huge way. And it's just always tough for Republicans to turn out their voters in midterms when President Trump isn't on the ballot. So I think it's looking pretty grim.
The thing I'd like you to factor in is Trump's going to put himself on the ballot. He's actually going to have a convention in the summer. I think he is going to make everybody that ever voted for him come out because he knows the stakes. So I think that might change things a little. So the other thing I would look at is if they put in candidates like they are in the 7th District in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this woman who wants to defund the police, this woman who doesn't like Nashville but wants to represent Nashville, doesn't like country music. I mean, thinks that men and women, there's no difference in the sexes. If you keep putting people like that out there, I think it'll make it an easier sell.
Yeah, it could. I think at the margins, I think it's going to be something of a Democratic wave. If I had to guess right now, you know, but we'll see. We have a years long, very long time.
I wish we had the technology to tape this and play it back, but we don't. So
<Let's not> do it.
We'll see, Rich. Now you're just going to deny it. All right, Rich, I hope you're wrong. I don't say that often. Thanks so much, Rich Lowry.
Right,
have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Cyber Monday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Cyber Monday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. Ever wonder why the big wireless companies want you on an unlimited plan? It's because they need you to help cover the cost of the 20-somethings who are using a lot of data every month. Fact is, according to the latest research studies, most people 50 and up, like me, only use 12 gigs or less each month. Don't get bamboozled by big wireless. At Consumer Cellular, pick what suits your needs, whether it's 1 gig, 5, 10, or unlimited. The point is, pay for exactly what you need and nothing more. We use the same towers as the big guys, but since we don't own and maintain them, we can pass the savings on to you. Our plans start at just $20 a month, and you'll get the best customer service in the business. I want to invite you to join the millions of people who choose something better than big wireless, because if you're not using all that data, you're probably getting used.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
The Bible promises that God is close to the brokenhearted, that he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So why is there so much pain and suffering in the world? Well, many say it is because churches need to minister more to the souls sitting in the pews. Author and evangelist Nick Vujicic.
A lot of us are not really having an honest audit, check, and inventory of even just the brokenhearted within the four walls of the church, let alone trying to save the lost.
For 20 years, Vujicic has ministered to those in pain, knowing what it feels like to be angry with God over life circumstances. Born with no arms or legs, he almost committed suicide as a child, but the grace of God intervened. His book, Champions for the Brokenhearted, shows how to have faith in God's purpose and plan.
That's the epiphany, the revelation of realizing, I don't need to know the plan, I just need to believe that he has one.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. While the more steps you take during the day may benefit your overall health, a recent long-term study finds as little as 5,000 steps a day could help protect your brain from changes related to Alzheimer's disease. Researchers followed nearly 300 older adults for 14 years, and they found people who were already showing high levels of beta-amyloid proteins in their brains lost thinking and memory skills more slowly if they were physically active. Adults who walked between 5,000 and 7,500 steps per day saw their thinking skills decline at half the rate of people who were mostly inactive. The team says their study was observational, so it can't prove that exercise directly helps prevent Alzheimer's. But experts agree it supports a body of evidence that activity is a modifiable risk factor in preventing the disease. Findings appear in the journal Nature Medicine. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Despite their size, Secretary Kennedy has formally certified that these are the first ever Maha turkeys. I don't know if I agree with that. These are Maha. In other words, they could be fat, but they're still Maha. They've been fattened on a steady diet of grass, beef, to allow the smoothies and all of the other things that they've been eating for this occasion.
It def sounds like you still plan on eating them.
So I guess Seth Meyers mocked the president. I thought the president was hysterical. I mean, normally the president just goes out there, pardons the turkeys, has a few laughs, and leaves. This guy had a joke after a joke after a joke. And just to me, on the late night comics, you might want to back off on this. He's just having a little bit of fun. The other story in the New York Times I found stunning. And it's in the story. It came out last night, but it's the story at first on the left-hand side in the New York Times. And the story says that Donald Trump is having less and less public appearances, that age is slowing him down in the office. That he doesn't get down to 11:45 or 10:45 on some days. George Bush used to get down at 6:45. And I'm reading all this, and they announce, they list all the press conferences he's had, over like 1,000 press availabilities. Last night, there was 2 availabilities, one on the plane, one to get off the plane. And I'm just stunned by this. Oh, and he went to the doctor and didn't tell us exactly what they found out, and he's got bruises on his hands. Number one, they already told you a million times about the bruises on his hands. It comes from a lot of handshaking, and he also has a situation where he's on heart medication that causes bruising easily. A lot of older people, he's still, you know, in his 80s, a lot of older people have bruises on their hands. But do you watch him? You don't agree with him, but is anyone able to keep up with him? Do you know, I've know for a fact that he's up at 5 a.m. in the 5 a.m. hour? Do you know that I talked to 2 separate people in the cabinet at different times? One told me they got a call last week at 1:20 in the morning. The other got a call at 1:40 in the morning. Not to say hi, but that he calls up with ideas. Now, I thought the article was going to be like, Donald Trump should get more sleep. He'll be more efficient. And they point out that he nodded off in the Oval Office. I hate to tell you, I guess you could put me on notice that I'm getting older, because for the last 20 years on a Friday night, I will often sometimes nod off mid-conversation. It has a lot to do with the fact that I get about 4 hours sleep, try to go 100 miles an hour, and nobody says to me, Brian's losing it. They'll just say, this guy's got to get more sleep. So for you to have that premise, when you ignored President Biden's unavailability for 4 years, his cognitive dysfunction, he couldn't leave a stage, trips on a stage, falls up a stairs. Now, you're just coming off ignoring all that. And now 9 months in, you say he's slowing down. I'm stunned by that. Just so an unnecessary criticism that you have put on the front page of the New York Times again. Please, at one point, can you just pick your spots and then just tell everyone how much you hate Trump? It would just make it easier.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The State of Israel came into existence in 1948. Although the United States was the first country to recognize Israel, they were under attack almost immediately. UN Representative Abba Eban speaks on Israel's nationhood.
It would seem to me that after 3,000 years, the time has arrived to accept Israel's nationhood as a fact. For here is the only state in the international community which has the same territory, speaks the same language, and upholds the same faith as it did 3,000 years ago. How grotesque would be an international community which found room for 127 sovereign units and which did not acknowledge the sovereignty of that people which had given nationhood its deepest significance and its most enduring grace.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall, I'm Ron Taylor. Authorities in Stockton, California say four people are dead and 10 wounded following a shooting during a family gathering at a banquet hall. Heather Brent is a spokesperson for the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office. She said last night the victims included both children and adults. She added that early indications suggest this may have been a targeted incident. The shooting occurred inside the banquet hall, which shares a parking lot with other businesses. Detectives still working to identify a possible motive, and authorities did not immediately provide information about the condition of the victims. Officials said earlier that several were taken to hospitals. There are new problems following a massive fire at a Hong Kong building complex.
Hong Kong authorities say that the terrible fire that ravaged a giant set of apartment blocks from Wednesday this week is now officially under control as of Friday morning. But the fallout remains. People are still without homes. The numbers of dead and missing are still not confirmed. So there's a huge aftermath which still remains. And for Hong Kong, which is such a densely populated place, so many people live in high-rise apartment blocks like this. Everybody is in distress about this.
Two Canadian leaders are agreeing to work toward an oil pipeline to the Pacific coast to diversify the country's oil exports. The French Soccer Federation says a cyber attack has led to the theft of member data. It says the software used by clubs for managing registered members was targeted. They haven't specified how many members were affected. The Trump administration halting all asylum decisions and paused issuing visas for people traveling on Afghan passports. The move comes after one National Guard member was killed, a second wounded, Wednesday near the White House. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Whether you're preparing for exams, juggling family and career, or just looking to stay sharp as you age, Think Factor is here to help. Created by the same company that makes Relief Factor, Think Factor supports sharper focus, stronger recall, and clearer thinking. It's the natural way to give your brain the daily nutrients it needs for memory, attention, and even vibrant vision. Call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more. Look, I was a little bit skeptical. I started taking Think Factor. After a few weeks, wow, my memory, my focus, my concentration, better than ever. And Think Factor results get better the longer it's taken. If you want to stay focused during demanding tasks, keep your memory strong, maintain mental energy for whatever's ahead, well, Think Factor is for you. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com to learn more and order Think Factor. Your first bottle is just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily. Call 800-4-RELIEF. Or visit ReliefFactor.com for Think Factor.
A renowned British playwright has died.
Tom Stoppard, who won an Academy Award for the screenplay for 1998's Shakespeare in Love, has died. He was 88 years old. In a statement released on Saturday, United Agents said that Stoppard died peacefully at his home in Dorset in southern England, surrounded by his family. They said the playwright will be remembered for his works, for their brilliance and humanity, and for his wit and generosity of spirit, and his profound love of the English language. They added, "It was an honor to work with Tom and to know him." I'm Karen Chamas.
Wall Street rose for a fifth straight day to put the wraps on a volatile month. The S&P 500 rose 0.5%. An abbreviated trading Friday closed out November with a slight gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 289 points, or 0.6%, and the NASDAQ gained 0.7% in Friday's trading. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The United Nations Security Council has approved a U.S. plan for Gaza. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Hamas is at its core a terrorist organization and is not operating alone.
The Israelis understand that October 7th wasn't an aberration. It wasn't just that Hamas lost its mind for a moment. It was a concerted effort on the part of the Iranian leadership to use its terror proxies to change the conditions on the ground in the Gulf Arab states and broadly in the Middle East.
Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo supports the idea of an international security force to help keep the peace in the region.
But it's going to have to be prepared to do the hard work of continuing to disarm Hamas and destroy the remaining tunnels. I suspect that the only organization actually prepared to do that is the Israeli government, and they need to complete that task.
French police have arrested a man believed to be the fourth member of the team that stole France's crown jewels from the Louvre Museum. The Paris prosecutor announcing Friday that the entire gang is now in custody. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Wind River Resort and Casino celebrates the end of the year in style. Join us Wednesday, December 31st for an unforgettable New Year's Eve bash. Immerse yourself in a night filled with laughter and excitement featuring comedian Eric Griffin and live band The Freshmakers. Stay for a delicious buffet. Don't miss out. Tickets on sale now, including exclusive VIP seats. Each ticket also includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 and over. For complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're there from 48th to 6th in Midtown Manhattan. I am here in New York, but heard around the country and around the world. This hour we're going to be joined by the co-founder and CEO of Extend, a world leader in the battle-proven AI robotics, who just recently secured a multi-million-dollar contract with the Pentagon. We'll talk to Aviv Shapira shortly. And Dr. Kanta Ahmed is here, and we're going to talk to her, a senior fellow of Independent Women's Forum, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and just back up from the Middle East, and with a great knowledge of the region, good friend of the show. And before we get to her, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
My oath, and every oath every member of the military took, is loyalty to the Constitution, not to a person.
Mark Kelly, oath to the Constitution, right. Treason treatment for the Democratic Five as the FBI zeroes in on their motive behind their anti-Trump message. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
So on the one hand, you've got some improvement in affordability. On the other hand, you've got a jobs picture that's just a little bit murky. The jobs numbers the past few months have been weak.
Affordability, the key to Trump term two. We look at the number and what it would take to raise consumer confidence in a media environment where anti-GOP rhetoric is blasted from dusk to dawn.
Number one.
Russia has not made one concession in all of these negotiations. Not one. And why is that? Because he has always believed time is on his side.
Yeah, maybe he's right. Hope he's wrong. Balls in Russia's court as major progress made with Ukraine and the EU in Geneva, Switzerland. Now allies, EU allies are even happy. But is Steve Witkoff the best person to deal with Vladimir Putin? He's got to go over there next week. Why is he waiting till next week? We'll have to see. So we'll discuss that, too. And Russia, of course, their presence in the Middle East severely hurt when you saw Syria's President Assad be overthrown. He's now living in Russia. And now you have this new leader who's basically been targeted by Russia and the government as they barrel bombed most of the Syrians. They still have a presence in Syria. Besides that, they are being drummed out of the Middle East once again. Dr. Ahmed joins us now. Dr. Ahmed, welcome back.
Pleasure to be here.
First off, when you talk about what last week was the MBS week. That's when he comes to America, and he was treated, he had a flyover, Oval Office, press conference, formal dinner, Kennedy Center investment conference. How was that perceived by Saudi Arabia?
I think it was a huge honor to the Saudis, and I think the Crown Prince said in the Oval Office the actual triumph is that 9/11 was attempting to sever that relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia that's existed now for almost 80 years to the day, and it is fully back and strong and in good form.
So what do you think about people who were insulted about that here in America? They thought, John Stewart, for example, how dare you be so nice to Saudi Prince after most of the hijackers are from Saudi Arabia? What would you tell them?
So what I'd say to John is I take care of 9/11 first responders every day in my office. It is much more complex. This was not a state-sponsored attack, 9/11. Osama bin Laden was stripped of his Saudi citizenship in the 1990s by Saudi Arabia, who warned the United States that he was a terrorist. And the damage done to Saudi Arabia because of that event and all of the subsequent events has been enormous. So the Saudi people, Saudi royal family, are devastated at the loss of life of 9/11 first responders, but the relationship must continue, which is good for regional stability.
How do you explain, or what's the reality as you know it with Khashoggi and his killing?
So that was a disaster. I cannot imagine that was a state-sanctioned dismemberment. Khashoggi has been portrayed as a heroic Washington Post journalist. He was much more likely to be affiliated with the Muslim Brotherhood. There's evidence that he was looking to augment digital networks to bring about the fall of the Saudi monarchy. The Saudis saw him as an enemy of the state. Was he destined to die in that manner? That is atrocious. The Saudi crown prince himself has said that is a stain on the kingdom, and they have paid reparations to the family. But that is not the defining event for the relationship between our countries.
Well, I think also, not that it's ever right to kill him. You don't kill him, period, especially an American, someone employed by the Washington Post. But he grew up and was a confidant of bin Laden. You know, he was into high school with bin Laden. They were in constant touch.
He was also part of and very welcomed by Saudi intelligence services. So he was a complex character. But it may bring us up to date with the risks that we're facing here in the United States with the Muslim Brotherhood and its affiliations.
So what are your hopes, or what should the Americans know about the possibility that we get to a phase two in the Israel-Gaza situation with Hamas and all the other players?
Well, I think we're seeing a realignment in the international community for zero tolerance towards Muslim Brotherhood groups, including Hamas. The entire region is looking forward to the end of this conflict. We've had tremendous alliances with Egypt and Jordan towards Israel to maintain and contain that conflict. I think now comes the part where, what are we going to do with the residual armed Hamas fighters that need to be defanged of their weapons and expelled somewhere, as well as creating the International Stabilization Force? I think those are the two sticking points.
Well, how much sympathy do people have for Hamas? Do they have a lot of support in the Middle East? If we put in Middle East forces there for the freedom, the peace forces, and we get the IDF out of Gaza once and for all, and they put together Indonesia, I know, has volunteered, and other troops. Is there a willingness there to crack down on Hamas if they start terrorizing people again?
So I just came back from northern Iraq, Iraqi Kurdistan, where there is no love lost towards Hamas. In fact, I asked them, do you have a Hamas presence or a Muslim Brotherhood presence here? They don't have Hamas actors in northern Kurdistan. They have a Muslim Brotherhood political party, which they said, we like to see it above ground because we don't want them underground. There is animus to what they've done to the region, but there's much stronger pro-Hamas sentiment here in the United States. That's what I'm worried about.
And what about the connection of the Muslim Brotherhood here and how it relates to CARE, which is an acronym, and it's the largest. This group has always been problematic. What are we finding out about them?
So there's a bombshell report released by the NCRI and the Intelligence Advocacy Network. They have discovered not only that CARE is taking in California federal funds, supposedly for Afghan refugees, but funneling it into itself and using it for political lobbying without telling the IRS. They were financing some of the most violent protesters with $1,000 rewards on our campus to do all of that pro-Hamas disruption that we saw in our universities. And now, today, they've revealed that the CARE political action group, which is called CARE Action, is operating without licenses, without registration. It's headquartered in D.C. It doesn't have a business license in D.C. to do that. That means it's 22 chapters that it's interacting with and transmitting finances and raising donations, maybe violating all kinds of state and federal laws.
Wow. So that President Trump, that could be his opening to really crack down on them. He's already moved in that direction, right?
I was thrilled with the executive order that's been announced last week. And he is asking for Americans, just as we've seen with the governor of Texas and Senator Ted Cruz, that they're designating specific chapters as potential foreign terrorist or criminal network groups. This report by NCRI and IAN shows that there's also an affiliation with Turkish-aligned, the state of Turkey-aligned influences. CARE's fundraising activities are purported to be civil liberties, but they're actually political action. They're occurring in properties that are owned by the Turkish Ministry of Religious Affairs. Their financial digital architecture is rooted through Turkey, not the United States. There are many irregularities that are raising red flags.
So they got to be stopped. I mean, we know they've been a problem. There's been a lot of attention since 9/11, and they tend to be very anti-American. And you said they were huge. They were pumped a lot of money into Mandami, and I'm sure the other. I'm sure there's money into this that Somali that ran for mayor too in Minnesota, in Minneapolis.
So these are not my allegations. These are findings in the report. And actually, they say themselves, Linda Sarsour, who is an iconic leader in this organization.
An extremist.
An extremist and an anti-Semite, and I would say as Islamist as they come. She is announcing that the largest donation to our mayor-elect came from California Care. $3 million.
Wow.
Not only that, but NCR has found that the campaign of Mamdani, a lot of the social media algorithms were foreign. They were not intrinsic to New York. So we create this digital fiction that he's a political inevitability, and that's been manipulated from outside, from digital impact, mm-hmm. and also potentially outside finances.
My hunch is a lot through TikTok.
Yes, TikTok. This is not to impugn Mayor Mamdani or American Muslims. Many Muslims may have contributed to this, thinking that they're becoming involved in the political landscape of the United States, not knowing how it's being manipulated.
So how do you feel about there's a sense, like, for example, in Dearborn, Michigan, you see that Muslim mayor who says, I don't want to be a melting pot in America. I want to keep my own culture. I don't want to lose my identity in American culture. That's not the attitude, obviously, that have kept America thriving for 250 years.
And that is not the mindset that attracted me to this country almost 34 years ago. But that is signs of a desire for separatism, signs for desire not really of parallel societies but closed societies. That comes back to the epic housing scandal that was in Texas, where the spiritual leader of a Muslim group there who'd been very pro October 7th was spearheading a housing complex for 1,000 families, which they initially stated was to build a Muslim community. Texans felt it was Muslim only. So there's an effort to capture Muslims in America and separate them off to create political change.
How do you feel about the Somali, their special status being rescinded?
So that I don't know if that's been precipitated by these reports of potentially $86 million of funds going somewhere and some of it in Shabab. I think that it's probably necessary. It's also very disturbing to honest, decent Muslims in this country that participate and contribute, but it seems very intentional exploitation of federal dollars. And yes, I want to give you one example that just happened a couple of nights ago in Italy. The Italian government under Meloni has identified a Muslim Brotherhood, Italian Egyptian national in Turin, that was preaching and promoting Islamism and has had him deported back to Egypt and stripped him of Italian citizenship, which is a rarity. So what I believe this report will do, NCRI is going to guide our federal agencies to take a closer look. Was this sloppy bookkeeping? I think it looks more like financial misconduct, and it is deliberate. And then hold accountable the individuals who were responsible for this, because that needs to be addressed.
All right, Dr. Kanta Ahmed, stick around. We've got a few more things to talk about. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Real talk, real guests, real insight. Where curiosity meets conversation. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Cyber Monday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Cyber Monday deals before they're gone at audienhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
The guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, president of Leaf Filter, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions and bring you a special Black Friday offer.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal. And now, as a special Black Friday offer, you can get a free gutter inspection, plus up to 35% off. This is our best offer of the season. Unlock it now at leaffilter.com/deal. See representative for warranty details.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A half-naked woman was allegedly tortured and chained in a Texas backyard for months by five friends who didn't like her anymore. The Austin Police Department responded to a home on the south side of the city around 9 a.m. October 30th after someone called 911 to report a woman screaming for help. When officers arrived, they found the woman with severe injuries, naked from the waist down and shackled to a punching bag stand. As they worked to free the woman, five adults inside the home noticed what was happening and tried to flee. But were caught by police. The victim told police she had been friends with one of the women arrested, but at some point the group decided they didn't like her and decided to keep her as a captive. She said she was forced to live outside for weeks and beaten whenever she tried to flee, even shot with BB guns. All five suspects were arrested and charged with aggravated kidnapping, aggravated assault, and other charges. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. The American Lung Association says it's a time for uniting people across the country to stand together against lung cancer, the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. And because of that, the association recommends getting a lung cancer screening. It can detect lung cancer early when it's more likely to be curable. And if it's caught before it spreads, the likelihood of surviving 5 or more years improves to 65%. That statistic is based on early stage lung cancer, stage 1 versus stage 4. A low-dose CT scan is a special kind of x-ray that takes multiple pictures as you lie on a table that slides in and out of a machine. Then a computer puts those images together for a full picture of your lungs. Medicare and many private health insurance plans cover the screening without cost sharing, but you should check to see what your provider covers. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1994. Senator Ted Kennedy.
Jackie would have preferred to be just herself, but the world insisted that she be a legend, too.
Police in Anaheim say they are following a white Ford Bronco, and that is O.J. Simpson with a gun to his head.
You guys have got to be strong because you are, which I just know, I just feel in my heart that you're okay, but you got to take care of each other.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with 2 counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
It's not a Republican victory. It's not a Democratic victory. It is the American people making a set of choices.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Okay, what does he look like?
He's O.J. Simpson. I think you know his record.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show. We've had a few more minutes with Dr. Kanta Ahmed. senior fellow of Independent Women's Forum, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. Great knowledge of the Middle East, throughout Europe, too, and, of course, what's happening here. Doctor, first off, when we talk about Iraq, we used to talk about it every day, 10, 20 times a day. But we have a situation where there is somewhat of representative government emerging there. We always felt good about the Kurds.
Yes.
We always felt like they understood us and they were loyal allies. But what about the rest of Iraq?
So, yes, I was just with the Iranian Kurdistan region a few weeks ago, and they are staunchly pro-American, pro-Trump, pro-Republican.
You said Iranian or Iraqi?
Iraqi Kurdistan.
Okay.
So they're staunchly in favor of President Trump and the United States, and they're really unwavering in their support. There was just a general election in Iraq. The participation was not as high as usual, but the election went off well. The Shia cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, told his followers to boycott the election. He was somehow disenchanted. I'm not sure exactly why. One of the concerns that both in Iraqi Kurdistan and federal Iraq is the operation of the popular mobilization forces. Those are Iranian-backed militia, they're Iraqi nationals. A number of them are designated as foreign terrorist organizations and criminal networks. They subvert the sovereignty of Iraq. They subvert the democracy in Iraq. There used to be 12 groups. There are now 8 that have come, you know, been subjugated. 4 remain. And the U.S. Department of Treasury is targeting them with financial sanctions. And that is helping the stability of Iraq.
So that's just it. If you could get Iran in order, how many other things fall into place? Because then the militias, Iraq would have a chance. They don't like the Iranians historically. They have pride. They want to be Iraqis.
Well, Iraq is a country rich in human resources and natural resources. It was vibrant when I visited there. People were in restaurants late at night. People were getting married in hotels.
Really?
Everybody is.
Did you feel comfortable walking the streets?
Oh, I was very comfortable. I traveled alone. I was able to go wherever I wanted. I met with my friends, both men and women. They were traveling to see me.
Do people know you were an American?
Oh, yes, they do. They watch us. They watch your show. So they know I'm an American. And they know my views. And they're very supportive and welcoming. In fact, while I was there, I wanted the opportunity to go and visit Syria, and I was able to do that by land.
Really? That is stunning to me.
So I had 2 big requests. I wanted to meet General Mazlum Abdi, who is the commander of the Syrian Democratic Forces. I believe he's probably the most important military figure in Syria and is a key to the future of the stability of Syria.
What portions of the country does the Syrian government control?
So the central Syrian government now is headed by Ahmed al-Shara, and he has a purportedly around 50,000 troops. A lot of the country is without stability, is lawless. It's not a place that I could go or even a highly seasoned overseas operative could go. It's extremely dangerous. General Mazlum secures the northeast part of Syria, which is home to the Kurds, the Yazidis, Christians, secular Muslim Arabs that are not Islamists. After the Druze were attacked, you saw by the jihadists and the Alawites, many of those minorities have been fleeing under his protection. And he's been strongly allied, the Syrian Democratic Forces, with the United States for 10 years fighting ISIS.
So our presence is about what, 400 guys?
In Syria, I'm not sure of the exact numbers now. And that's,
do you think it's important we stay there?
It's critical that we have a big footprint in northeast Syria. I believe the United States is planning to build a base in Damascus. And more important, we need to stay in Erbil, in Iraqi Kurdistan, where there's a land route, and we've had great relationships.
It sounds good for us strategically and for you, from our perspective. But do you think the Syrian government wants us to have a presence here?
Oh, I'm sure Ahmed al-Shara would like as free a hand as possible, but he's not going to get that. His guarantors are President Trump and MBS. And it's very important that both Saudi Arabia and the United States hold him accountable for protecting minorities. The government structure has to be decentralized. Mm-hmm. Those states where the minorities live have to have a strong government that then connects with the central Damascus government.
And he, according to reports, was impressive when he came to the White House. And how do you think that played in Syria? Did you hear bad things? Or?
I spoke to Syrian Democratic Forces and personnel who had to fight HTS when it was led by this person. So his credentials and his history is well known as a jihadist.
Yeah, it's problematic. We've got to see if he had a change. Let's hope. Anyway, Dr. Ahmed, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Brian.
Stay safe.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlie's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlie's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlie's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
If you do, you're twice as likely to reach your savings goals. Working until 67 rather than 65 could also add to retirement readiness. Being employed longer also means people can delay claiming Social Security in order to get a higher lifetime payout. And if you are retired and can't make ends meet, think about downsizing to a smaller house, relocating to an area with a lower cost of living, or selling your house and becoming a renter, among other options. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for Dr. Ahmed for coming in. And we have a lot going on today. We are tracking the latest developments and what's going on with this U.S. Russia, Ukraine, EU, all the talks going on to try to land that plane and get that war over with. I know it's in Russia's court. We'll talk about that. We're also talking about everything to do with the economy leading up to Thanksgiving. We'll keep you up to date on that. But if you want to know what's weighing down a lot of people in our country, it's worry about AI. People are intrigued by it. They don't want to be left behind by it, but they worry about losing jobs for it. The one thing is pretty clear, though. When it comes to medical advancements, when it comes to advancements, when it comes to our Pentagon, our military, it's really intriguing about the things we can accomplish. Also, in a race against China, they're number two or number one. We got to make sure we beat them there. Aviv Shapira joins us now, co-founder and the CEO of Extend, a world leader in battle-proven AI robotics, who just recently secured a multi-billion-dollar contract with the Pentagon. Welcome back. Welcome, Aviv. Good to see you.
Same here. Nice to be here. Thank you very much.
So, first off, tell us about what you plan on bringing to the Pentagon.
So as part of PTAX's, contribution to the world of Department of War, bringing 1 million drones, right? That's the goal. We're part of that effort. So we're actually bringing AI enabled drones, meaning that they can actually fly without human intervention all the way in the field, making their own decisions, specifically in the world of one-way attack drones, meaning that they can actually replace humans in some of the most dangerous missions on this planet. We're one of these companies bringing that to the to our end users and keeping those soldiers safe.
So what have you learned watching what's happening in Ukraine?
We are actually fighting in Ukraine as well. For unfortunate reasons, we've been fighting in Israel, in Ukraine, in Iran, twice in Afghanistan a few years ago. So we actually have a good understanding of how to actually use drones in battle, as opposed to some of the companies who are just training. Again, for unfortunate reasons, and that actually gave us a lot of perspective. Specifically, Ukraine is a very difficult war. A lot of jamming, a lot of cyber attacks. So drones are really hard to fly there. So you have to get around using AI to actually solve some of these challenges.
Yeah, I understand both sides are trying to block the other sides on a regular basis. But it's amazing how much advancements we had since this war started, since the Russia invasion. Because this was trench warfare. This was being fought by tanks. How did it change?
Yeah, I mean, think about a $500 drone destroying a $10 million tank. This is the reality of new warfare. And even more than that, we actually see software changing warfare. So, think about these drones. They can fly fast, they can fly low, they can carry a lot of munitions. But using AI, they can suddenly be smarter and smarter every day that goes by. And that's the big news. How do you actually take a piece of metal, which is essentially a flying computer, and using AI, it can suddenly do much more than just watch over us.
So the contract you signed with us, what's on the contract? You have to get to 1 million. What's your goal?
So the contract is pretty unique in a way that it's AI-driven swarm drones. What does that mean in practical words? So as you know, complex missions require more than one drone or robot to actually complete it. So you have sometimes indoor drones, outdoor drones, sometimes even ground robotics operating together. The idea is to actually orchestrate all of them using one operator in a single mission. So this basically means that we actually have to operate in very contested environments, as you mentioned before, you know, fighting that that jamming coming from like Russian jammers, but having different types of tools. So you have an indoor drone, for example, and an outdoor drones operating together as one system.
Pretty impressive. So where's China at compared to us and you?
I think we all read on the news, they're like 1,000 times, even 10,000 times more equipped than us. So they manufacture much quicker. So the whole industrial base in the U.S. has to ramp up to actually keep up. But when it comes to AI, I think we're giving a pretty good fight. You know, AI is based on software. And when it comes to software, the U.S. Market, the Western world is, I think, more advanced than China. And this is our chance to win using the brains and not the quantities.
Where do you do your manufacturing?
So we have a facility based in Tampa. We're close to our customers. We work very closely with the SOCOM community. And this is where we manufacture today most of the drones today. Last year, about 5,000 drones have been delivered.
How many of your parts are depending on China parts?
So when it comes to the U.S. government, there is something called the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act. So we can't really buy smart components from China. Things like, computation models, sensors. When it comes to plastics and like carbon and screws and things like that, then you can buy, you can buy it from China and it doesn't even matter. It's okay for now. For now.
Yeah, for now. But the goal is to bring it all here. When people get worried about, at first they use it, everyone always quotes Eisenhower, be worried about the military industrial base. That's not the problem anymore. Because it is a problem that we don't have a big military industrial base. Have you seen any substantial improvements over the last year?
When the war started specifically in Israel, another country that we operate in, we had to actually make our own self-reliant facility to manufacture drones. We couldn't rely on China. We couldn't rely on anyone else. The same thing applies for the U.S. And we're seeing this in Ukraine, by the way. They actually manufacture 4 million drones a year. Only completely on their own. In the U.S., we're a bit behind when it comes to the industrial base, but I think the government is going to be up to speed. Everyone is worried about it, and it's a lot of money is being pouring through the big beautiful bill to actually create that infrastructure act in the U.S. to actually deal with that problem.
So I was talking to Senator Tom Cotton. He's chairman of Armed Services,
mm-hmm.
and he was saying that one of his big focus is, can we stop a drone attack right now? We notice that most of our bases are being buzzed and being observed by drones. We don't know where these drones are from.
Mm-hmm.
And if people started sending drones into our buildings right now, if they started doing that, where's our defense? And the answer is we don't have it. So what role do you see yourself or you as an expert playing in that?
I would like to comment. So 2 years ago, if you asked me that question, I would tell you it's a cyber war, right? Drones are changing frequencies, and you try to kill them with different jamming devices. In the last year, even 2 years, drones are flying without communication at all, even without GPS. So essentially, imagine them as a piece of metal flying in the sky, and you have to physically kill them. So you need countermeasures such as lasers, such as drone versus drones, such as even Vulcans. That's the future of counter U.S.
Would you call it Vulcans?
Technology.
You say Vulcans?
Yeah, like a Vulcan gun, like shooting them with bullets. This is what they do in Ukraine. Physical interception, right? So physically killing these drones, taking them down from the skies. You call me an expert, but in extent, what we do basically is we build a drone that fights other drones. So physically, we actually shoot them down with a net. This is what we do in extent.
Can you describe that for me? What do you mean with a net?
Yeah. So imagine a drone is coming at you, let's say to the Pentagon, God forbid, and you detect that drone using a radar on the ground, and you send the drone that flies faster to that drone and basically shoots a net, to capture it, like a fishing net, like a large fishing net, and that drone is then intercepted. This is part of the things that we're doing on the borders of Israel, for example, and Ukraine as well.
But I imagine that would work on our southern border.
It would work on any border.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would work on any border. The problem is the Mexican border, for example, is huge. You would have, you know, drones fly maybe for like 5 miles. You would need like thousands of systems to be deployed. Yeah, and that's the problem. I'm not going to lie to you.
Aviv, so getting this contract is great for your company. Why do you think you can? Why do you think you could satisfy it?
So first of all, we've built a pretty big and substantial facility in Tampa to actually physically manufacture these drones. Everything is made in the U.S. with U.S. components. So that's number one. But the magic is actually the software. The brain behind these systems came from 6 years of know-how fighting different conflicts in more than five different countries. And that software is what's going to make the difference for the U.S. government as well. And this is what's going to keep our soldiers safe.
I'm going to ask you a real fundamental question that shows I've never designed a drone. Who is deciding what that who's putting the AI intelligence into the drone to decide what its mission is? So you said the band don't control it, like we don't use the joysticks anymore. Okay, I understand that. You're saying that you program it. I get it. So who's deciding what that drone does?
So we call that AI pilots. Everything that a human does, we learn as best as we can. We copy it. And then we hand this over to an AI pilot to complete that mission. Today, I think we're roughly at the 70% mark. So 70% of the missions done by soldiers and police officers can be done by AI. That 30% is the hardest. When we get to 10%, it's going to be even harder.
Wow.
But that's the future of warfare in general.
Wow. Aviv Shapira, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Co-founder and CEO of Extend, a world leader in battle-proven AI robotics. Go get him, Aviv. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, glad you're on our side. 1-866-408-7669. Brian Kilmeade Show, back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. And there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Cyber Monday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Cyber Monday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month. Level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Call Term Busters for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, call Term Busters. 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class. Exam required to qualify.
You never know who might be taking the quiz.
Hi, I'm Teresa Giudice.
I'm Clay Aiken.
I am Dre DeMatteo.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jill Whelan.
Hey, everybody. It's Billy Baldwin.
It's Patricia Heaton.
Hey, everyone. I'm Nicole Polizzi.
It's Candace Bushnell.
Hey, everyone. It's Henry Golding.
Hey, everybody. It's Kevin Nealon.
I'm Ted Lange, and it's time to take the quiz.
Five questions in less than 5 minutes every day. Listen and follow at thequiz.fox.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
I'm Emily Campagno, and I'm taking you inside the Idaho murders. In Moscow, Idaho, a small college town, one case so violent and heartbreaking shocked the nation. Four students were found brutally murdered in their off-campus home, prompting a cross-country search for the cold-blooded killer. The Fox True Crime Podcast presents Inside the Idaho Murders, the evidence, the manhunt, the killer, and the victims.
Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com. Every weekday, it's your go-to source for staying informed and entertained. The Fox News Primetime Highlights Podcast, offering a curated selection of the most impactful moments of the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, Hannity, and Gutfeld. Listen and follow now so you never miss a moment of the action-packed highlights from these must-watch Fox News Channel shows. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. America's listening to Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
This is an important press conference that is being held to let you know what we're all doing, resisting this low-down, dirty, no-good, filthy president.
So that is the ridiculous Congresswoman Maxine Waters, who just keeps getting reelected. It's just one of the big problems with our system. Nobody runs against her. She lives in a ritzy neighborhood, but represents a working class, rundown areas of South Central. And she just says the most evil things possible. Remember, if you see somebody, a Trump official, get in their face, scream at them, take them out. She says stuff like that. But that is the attitude. I mean, that's the attitude that you get from the person standing to her immediate right. You probably didn't see the video, and that is Crockett. And now there's a huge pushback. They call it the Fight Club among Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senator Bernie Sanders, Senator Aguilar, the senator from Arizona, Gallego, a senator who used to be a congressman there. So their attitude is the leadership is not fighting hard enough against Trump. Are you kidding me? The leadership's not fighting hard against Trump. That's all they do is fight. That's all they've been obsessed with fighting since 2015. They couldn't believe he was running for office. They couldn't believe he got the nomination. They couldn't believe he won. They couldn't believe 2020 he almost won. They were outraged after January 6th, and they never got over it. And then he runs again, and they tried to put him in jail. And now you say the problem is we're not fighting Trump. I don't get this. Fighting has nothing to do with it. You could be bold and direct. Just have an idea of what you would do if you got back into power. And that's the crazy thing that is coming out from these Democrats. Because I don't see any logic into their approach. Then Senator Cory Booker says something interesting, but I don't hear any ideas from him. Now, this guy's been in there forever, right? He was a former mayor of Newark, New Jersey. People had such high hopes for him, but he's like an actor. There's nothing about him that's real. Nice enough guy, but what has he actually accomplished? What does he do? What does he stand for? Where's the last bill he put forward? Cut 36. Here he is on the New York Times on a podcast.
I'm one of those people that's saying, as our party has failed, they've made terrible mistakes, and I want us to emerge in this moment, not focusing on party, but refocusing on people. The Democratic Party has failed in my generation.
But how? You know, but what are you saying? They went all in on green technology, and now they're looking at Bill Gates and saying, you were the one who led us there, but now you realize the world's not going to end. Then you destroyed oil and gas in that business. You tried to infiltrate the boards of major health and oil companies to try to turn them green. Remember that? Vilifying anything that brought in, you know, for example, fracking. Stopping the growth and vilifying people because of the color of their skin, and not because they're black, but because they're white. And people are tired of the political correctness. Now, if you say that, Okay, I'm interested. Katie Miller, an emerging personality, the wife of Stephen Miller, who played a valuable role at the White House and I think still works for Elon Musk, now has got a very successful podcast, joined Laura last night, Cut 38.
The Democrat Party is like an episode of the Looney Tunes with Elmer Fudd and Bugs Bunny running around right now, Laura. What we just saw in the last segment was a person who's running to represent Nashville, who's openly said she hates Nashville, who's denying the fact that men can't get pregnant. As the mom of three young kids, I can assuredly tell you, unequivocally, that men can't get pregnant, that only women can. And when you're running candidates consistently that have been convicted and have all of these charges and have thrown mashed potatoes at their husbands, this is that same identity politics that lost Kamala Harris the election in 2024.
And what she's talking about is Katie Porter, who actually did that. The woman's nuts. I mean, she's definitely unhinged. Lucky to be in Congress, now wants to be governor, and I still think she's in first. And then you got Eric Swalwell, an unserious individual that can't even stand up and say, I don't think that trans men belong in women's bathrooms, and says it's up to the military to counter Trump. I mean, these are the types of people that you can't even debate with. I mean, there's a debate on the right, no doubt about it. I mean, should you abandon Israel? The way right is saying that. Crazy, in my view. Go ahead, engage in that debate. Should we be involved in all in Ukraine? We know about that. Does Russia have a point that NATO expanded too much? I don't even know what you're talking about. It's the defensive organization. You don't want us like Rand Paul involved in anything outside our borders, and you don't want to approve one spending bill? Yeah, there are people on the right that are on fringe. But for the most part, I look at Democrats, I don't see any plan to make the country grow. Decreasing regulation, doing all of the above when it comes to energy, building up our military in a responsible, innovative way, not vilifying people and not focusing on reparations when it comes to American society today, celebrating the history of the country and being proud that you're from here. I don't see anybody saying that. I'm very curious to see if people are going to be making some speeches in their area, whether it's a small town in Virginia or a big town in upstate New York. Are they going to be talking about how great our country is and what we came from this year on 250? And then you have things like crime. I'm not asking you to be tough or easy on crime. I want you to use logic. For example, if people have been arrested 72 times on vicious crimes over the last 4 or 5 years, and then a judge says and a prosecutor says, you got to put this guy in jail. And he cuts off his ankle bracelet. And they say, well, you do that again, you're going to be arrested. But they let him out again. They recommend it. Everybody recommends he go to jail. But instead, they let him out on his own recognizance, give him a new ankle bracelet. He goes and pours gasoline on a woman in a train, chases her down because she realized what was happening as she gets lit on fire. A 26-year-old who just wanted to live her life, who just happened to be at the wrong place with an absolute lunatic. There's only one party who's letting these people out. And I'm not talking about someone who had one DUI and they thought was healed and after a year and a half got behind the wheel again. I don't blame that judge for giving that person a second chance. But I blame this judge for doing it. That's what these judges are, so lenient on crime. They make the world dangerous. They want to empty out our prisons. See, this is common sense against nonsense or no sense. That's where I think the big change is. Here's an example. After this week, 100% increase in Chicago on shootings and death of crime increase, Donald Trump just simply said to the mayor and governor who are fighting against ICE and against him every step of the way, get your act together. Even Mayor Brandon Johnson says, you know, we didn't do enough to prevent that attack. Really, those attacks? They were at Christmas tree lighting in Chicago, and a bunch of 14 to 16-year-olds who refused to put under curfew go raid and start beating people up and shooting people. I mean, you got a huge problem, and you don't want to control it.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway.
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now. and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LOOT to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LOOT for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Fott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.